It's time for another sports broadcast of Washington Hatchet Sports on Memories 107.9 WAMW FM Washington and worldwide from WAMWAMFM.com. This broadcast sponsored by
Boyd & Sons Machinery in Washington, a proud supporter of Hatchet Sports. John Gear, your shelter insurance agent in Washington. The Prescription Shop on State Street in Washington. Your neighborhood Chuckles convenience stores. Thompson Insurance, treating you the way you want to be treated. The Washington Chrysler Center, your five-star dealer. A&R Home Center, more than just a hardware store. Bill Dobson Ford, a Dobson deal is a better deal. WTHI-TV, depend on News 10 WTHI. Your Edward Jones Financial Advisors, Sarah Browning, Doug Bubalo, and Scott Cordova. The Donaldson Insurance Agency, with them your number one. Freddie Energy, fueling your everyday life. Myers LP Gas, Highway 57 north of Washington. Ace's Restaurant, inside the Washington Country Club on Bedford Road. McAllister Machinery, your Caterpillar dealer in Washington. The Kingpin Bowling Center and Kingpin Restaurant on State Street in Washington. The Gill Funeral Home, serving the community since 1872. Pepsi Beverages Company, the official soft drink of the Washington Hatchets. The Hayes and Dant Law Office in Washington. The Crane Federal Credit Union, banking on a Hatchet victory. The Ed Lee Mortuary, caring for you when you need the care the most. Kyle Cornelius, your Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent in Washington. Sterling & Company Professional Corporation on Main Street in Washington. Andalou Chapman, your REMAX real estate broker in Washington. Boyd Grain, Taylor's 2 Steakhouse in Oakland City. Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home. And Heller's Lawn Pro and Heller's Unlimited in Washington.
Now, Washington Hatchet Sports on WAMW.
Welcome to the Sports Complex for night two of our high school soccer doubleheader this week. Tonight, it's the girls in action as the Washington Lady Hatchets welcome in the Boonville Pioneers for a Big 8 Conference showdown. Boonville had a little bus trouble, a little late getting to the field, but the show will go on. The team has arrived, and we're going to kick this one off in about 15 minutes. Prior to our kickoff tonight, Monty Critchlow had a chance to catch up with Washington head coach Cody Chapman to talk about tonight's matchup. Here are Coach's comments.
All right, we're here at the girls Hatchet soccer pregame with Coach Cody Chapman. And, Coach, you had a really rough start to your season with monster teams, but seems like you've righted the ship and you're on a roll.
Yeah, and that's just kind of the benefit of and the downfall of playing those tough teams really early. I think Castle's number two right now, Memorial's number one. Modern Day was number one. They dropped to number two, but still they're high-quality opponents. And we learned a lot, and it's a credit to the character of our girls who knew the scenario they were under and then worked through those, worked through the changes we were trying to make, rode the storm out, and now we're into a part of the season where we're feeling pretty good about our team going forward.
What is your record right now?
We're 4-4-1, and we started out 0-4, and then 1-4, and we won 4 in a row, and then we tied a really good ranked Heritage Hills team just the other night.
Well, I know that you had lost a lot on your back line, a lot of seniors off that line. I think you only had one remaining out of the four or five defenders back there, including goalkeeper. How have you righted the ship back there?
We've dropped some senior leadership back there. We've got four seniors that all play and all contribute. And so, you know, we were giving up so many goals, I just decided, well, we're going to put, in my opinion, one of our best players back on the back line and have her figure it out a little bit. And we adjusted the shape a little bit. And so we dropped Lindsay Moody back to play center back for us. And she's added a lot of athleticism to there. And we've asked a lot of our goalkeeper to pick up her communication, Gigi Revoloria, and she's done that. A combination of those two things have really, really helped out a lot.
Gigi is only a freshman. She's showing an incredible composure back there. And I know she was under a lot of pressure with those ranked teams, but talk about her development a little bit. She's got a tremendous future.
Yeah, I've got her down for 97 saves on the year. And we're, I mean, I don't think I made 97 saves in a four-year career at Washington, and, you know. So it just says the pressure she's been under. And, I, you know, it's, if there's one thing I feel like I know, it's goalkeeping. And you know over the course of my career that I've done it pretty well and been able to judge it pretty well. And she's a good as goalkeeper for a freshman as I've seen in this area. And if there's one player that's been complimented by all those teams, it's been her. Every single coach from Angie Lansing to Amy Weber, you know, those modern-day Memorial coaches, they've said, you have a fantastic goalkeeper. And she's good, but she's got to stay in games. And we've got a few things to work on, and she is just a freshman. So although we have high expectations, there's a lot she knows she's got to work on, and she works on it.
I know your scoring has come from a lot of players, but you've got a couple of seniors leading the way, and Moody and Dant. But who else is contributing to your goal scoring?
Moody leads the way. She has 12. Dant has 8, I think, right around that mark. Pete Summers, sophomore, contributed a lot. Started pretty well every game last year as a freshman. And we just asked a lot of her because she was athletic. She was long. She physically was ready for the varsity game. Touch-wise and a few other things, she could have done with some JV time, but we couldn't afford it, and she knew that, and so she learned along the way and took some lumps. She's developed this year, matured a little bit into a sophomore year. She's got 3 goals to start the year, which through, you know, 8 games here, 9 games, that's a pretty good mark for a sophomore, as well as, I believe, a couple of assists. And then the big thing that we've had help scoring-wise is assisting. We've got assists from all over the mark. Maddie, I think, leads the way, but we've had assists from 8 or 9, 10 different players, which is always a good thing.
Maddie really has a beautiful cross. I mean, that ball comes screaming in there, and it's high quality all the way. Now, you've got Boonville tonight as your opponent. They're a Big 8 conference opponent, so that's important, but do you know much about them?
I've been looking at the results. I've not had a chance to see them play, but they've had some quality results versus some quality opponents. Their record doesn't show how good they are, in my opinion. You know, they played Heritage Hills to a tough 3-0 game. They played Jasper tough. They played some other teams just in tough nose games that they've lost, but that doesn't, you know, they're on the verge, I think, of a big win, and we just got to make sure we don't allow that tonight. We come in, we play how we know how to play. We play with some intensity, and we don't drop here. We're getting ready, I think, to keep the ball rolling a little bit. We've got a bunch of winnable games in front of us moving forward here, and we may have started 0-4, but we're definitely not going to finish in that way.
Well, one last question, and this is on a personal note. This is your 3rd year coaching, and I know that you played on male teams throughout your career, but now you're coaching girls. So what is the biggest thing that you've learned in coaching girls?
Just how to coach girls in general. It's like you said, I've been a part of male teams my whole life and then played college soccer on a male team, and I've interacted with the girls, but never in this coaching capacity. And, you know, they're so, a lot of the times, willing to learn. It's a different environment. You have to approach them differently. Early on, with some, especially last year and the year before, I felt like I talked above their heads a lot. I had to scale down my drills, scale down my level of language in terms of terminology, and really start from the basics and a lot of stuff, and just try to simplify things for them. And I've gotten much better at that, and I think that shows over these 9 games here. We went from 0-4, we simplified a lot of things, and jumped now to 4-4-1. And that, I think, shows that ability to simplify some things for them, which is good. And the girls are easy to work with. They're wonderful to work with. We've got a great group of girls, and no complaints.
I'll back that up. That's great, Coach. Well, listen, we're going to let you get back to your team and get this game going, so best of luck.
Awesome. Thank you.
Comments of Coach Cody Chapman before our kickoff tonight with Washington and Boonville from the Sports Complex. Big 8 Conference Girls Soccer coming your way tonight. We'll take a 3-minute timeout. Our Hatchet pregame presented by Boyd & Sons Machinery, proud supporters of the Washington Hatchets, and by John Gear, your shelter insurance agent in Washington. Back in 3 minutes here on your home for the Hatchets, WAMW.
What happened to paying one price and getting everything included? You buy an airline ticket and pay extra to bring a change of clothes, book a hotel room, and you're shelling out for Wi-Fi and overpriced bottled water. Really? Imagine my delight when I found out roadside assistance is now included with my shelter insurance auto policy. So if I get a flat tire or need a jump, I just call and they take care of me. There's no additional cost, but some restrictions apply.
For details, see me, John Gear in Washington.
Boyd & Sons Machinery is a one-stop shop for heavy equipment. 1 mile east of I-69 on Highway 50, Boyd & Sons Machinery is your source for all things undercarriage, from Warrior rubber tracks for your compact track loader or mini excavator, or a complete set of tracks for your bulldozer. They have you covered. If you need service in the field, the full service shop and road mechanics have the remedy to get you up and running without draining your pocketbook. Boyd & Sons Machinery is a full-stocking Lucas Oil Products distributor, as well as a dealer for Oakley Sunglasses, Mack Trailers, Right Now Trailers, and much more. Visit them online at BoydTracks.com or call 800-443-3900.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelly Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
Brighten up your day with chuckles. Get more of what you're looking for. Fast and easy, no delays. We'll get you on your way. Pick it up,
pick it up.
Fill her up at Chuckles.
We go that extra mile.
We go that extra mile.
Pick it up,
fill her up at Chuckles. You're gonna like our style.
Like our style.
Chuckles convenience store.
It's Ram Power Days going on now at the Washington Chrysler Center. Washington Chrysler's offering the 2018 Ram 1500 Express four-wheel drive quad cab with savings of nearly $11,000, now for as low as $29,436. Unbelievable savings and rebates, and the new 2019s are in. The best rides on the road today. See the selection of Ram trucks during Ram Power Days and save big at the Washington Chrysler Center, downtown Washington.
Idley Mortuary, caring for you when you need the care the most. This is Andy Arvin, owner of Idley Mortuary. We now have two locations in which to serve you. Our North Chapel, located on the corner of Viola and Highway 57, and our downtown chapel on Meridian Street. Idley Mortuary is the only locally owned and operated funeral home in Davis County. We are here to help you plan a celebration of life for your loved one. Please phone us at 812-254-3612.
Welcome back to the Sports Complex. Let's get Monty Critchlow in for some pregame comments before we kick this one off tonight, Monty. Well, a little rocky start in the fact that Boonville had some bus trouble, but they're here. The game will go on, sir.
Well, all kinds of theories as to whether they got the time zone mixed up or the dates wrong. Got to the complex, and Sullivan was unloading off of a bus, and they were scratching their heads, and so were Washington. Come to find out, the girls went to Sullivan. The Sullivan girls came here. So apparently the Washington girls are coming back home for the for the game. This is on a junior high level, and
oh boy,
so it was mass confusion. But
by golly, everybody's here to play some soccer.
We're here.
Now.
We're here, late but here
tonight. Big 8 conference action: Washington and Boonville, and another coaches versus cancer night tonight. So they'll have the ceremony after this varsity game, and they kick off varsity first because they were unsure if there would be a JV game or not, but. Looking over at Boonville, they certainly do have the numbers, so I can't imagine them not playing a JV one after this.
Looks like it, yeah. We'll see how many of those kids get used in varsity because there is a limit on the number of halves you can play in a day. But, yeah, we'll see. It looks like they've got the numbers for sure.
The Hatchets 4-4-1 coming into the contest here tonight after losing their first four on a bit of a run. With a tie against a very good Heritage Hills team and four wins, so let's hope that momentum continues. We need another one-minute timeout. We'll come back with more right after this from the Sports Complex on WAMW.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
Do you have a loan on a car, boat, or RV? Do you have a mortgage or children to send to college? All of these are financial obligations that will continue the need to be paid whether you are here or not. Hi, I am Lacey King at Thompson Insurance in Washington. Many people will admit if they were to die unexpectedly, they would not have enough life insurance to protect their family from financial disaster. Don't be one of them. Call me today at 812-254-1987 to protect your family.
Hatchet pregame coverage tonight brought to you by Boyd & Sons Machinery in Washington, just off Highway 50 East, just east of the I-69, and by John Gear, your shelter insurance agent in Washington. When we come back, we'll kick this one off. It's the Washington Hatchets and Boonville Pioneers. Big 8 Conference Girls Soccer next on your home for the Hatchets, WAMW.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is, at the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666.
Life changes, then it changes again. Predicting the unexpected in life is impossible. That's why it's called the unexpected. So when it comes to your financial goals, our philosophy is don't predict, prepare. Hi, I'm Edward Jones, financial advisor, Scott Cordova. A job loss, change in health, or loss of a loved one can have a big impact on a family's financial security. Let's work together to help make sure you're equipped for life's unexpected events. Stop by my office in Washington for a face-to-face appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Hi, I'm John Newton at the Donaldson Insurance Agency in Washington, your auto owner's insurance agent. In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you with another state, another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance and the Donaldson Insurance Agency in Washington. Call for a free quote today at 812-254-4668.
Bill Dobson Ford is hosting a fundraiser on September 15th to raise money for Lena Dunn Elementary School in Washington. To help, just go to Bill Dobson Ford on September 15th and take a test drive. For each qualified test drive, Ford will donate $20 to Lena Dunn School, up to $6,000. Drive one for Lena Dunn Elementary on September 15th at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington.
At Crane Credit Union, they understand the importance of managing your finances. Let them help you buy a home, purchase a new car, and save money by offering checking accounts with no minimum balance or monthly fees. Pay your bills, deposit checks, and make loan payments from your smartphone with their state-of-the-art free mobile app 24 hours a day. Crane Credit Union makes it easy to join for anyone who works or lives in 27 Indiana counties. They offer the same services as a big bank while keeping your money and trust local. Connect with Crane today at craneu.org. Federally insured by NCUA.
Welcome back to the Sports Complex. Let's get some soccer underway, Monty Critchlow. This is your prime time. You know, we got a fall night, brisk air blowing in here in the press box. We got two girls' teams and Big 8 Conference soccer on the field, and we're ready to kick this one off.
Perfect weather. The field looks fantastic, and this is our first chance to really take a look at the girls' side. They've had a rugged start to the season, but like playing 1, 2, and 1 ranked in the polls. So now, and being a young team, kind of a rebuilding year for Cody. This is a chance, as Cody said in the pregame, that this is their chance to get some momentum, get some games that are definitely winnable for the Lady Hatchets.
Well, and it all starts right here tonight on your home field. Coaches versus Cancer Night, the girls sporting the pink socks. We got the Coaches versus Cancer T-shirts. I grabbed mine earlier this week. They look great. We got a good crowd on hand, and we're ready. The ball is at midfield. Boonville will start with it to begin. They are wearing the white, trimmed in gold. Hatchets in black, trimmed in gold. 40 minutes on the clock, and here we go, Monty Critchlow.
The early word about Boonville, which I've had years of experience with, is that Boonville doesn't have necessarily a very strong girls program. However, I understand that there are three or four girls that played select ball in the offseason, and the referees are telling me that they are definitely players. So we'll have to see how this game. I'm kind of interested if we can figure out who they are out there. Ball's right now into Hatch territory, but it's not really owned by anybody. Hadley Faith drops the ball back. Now the ball's played out here on the left side. Lindsay Moody closing down. Here's a shot on goal, but it's wide left.
We got the first good look about a minute in. That was just wide left, but a nice effort by the Boonville Pioneers right off the bat.
A little too much room down there on that left side. But
quickly, a sub checking in just like that, too. Boonville wasting no time going to the bench tonight. Pioneers already changing things up.
All right, here's a kick by goalkeeper Gigi Revolario. And if that name sounds familiar from last night, it's Carice's sister.
97 saves, a goal for Gigi this year.
She probably has blisters on her hand.
Leading the way in goals for Washington is senior Lindsay Moody. She has 12. Maddie Dant has 8 on the season.
There's a ball played into the hatchet box. Lindsay Moody clearing it, but Boonville is showing some persistence now at midfield, and they're trying to get the ball up here to Peyton Summers, wide right. Peyton trying to move around that left back, can't do it. Ball's back to midfield.
Hatchets have scored 27 goals, given up 33 so far. 4-4-1 coming into this matchup with Boonville tonight.
There's a long ball by Moody from the back up here, trying to find Maddie Dant. I suspect that's one of the players that the referees are mentioning right there, number 29 for, is that 23 or 29? Jillian
23.
Jones.
23, I believe.
Just a sophomore, Jillian Jones. Had a nice touch on it. Ball's down here in Washington territory.
Four seniors on this squad, Elizabeth Kresge, Maddie Dant, Lindsay Moody, and Mackenzie Walford for the Hatchets. We'll celebrate senior night next Thursday, which is 1 week from tomorrow. We'll have that game for you as Evansville North will be in town.
Boonville displaying a little bit of steady ball control. They're still controlling the ball down the Lady Hatchets, defending third. Haley Osmond now wins the ball and plays the ball over the top long. Here's Maddie Dant trying to make a break, but that ball is cut off by Jillian Jones.
Now, is this a switch up with Moody back in the back now? Or?
Yes, he mentioned in his pregame that he got tired of seeing so many goals given up. They were averaging about 8 goals early. So he decided he would move Lindsay back. And at Hoosier Cup, she made her, I think, made her debut and did a very good job. Boonville working the ball a little bit. Got plenty of space. Not much pressure on him right now. Ball's played up here. Avery Wilkerson steps up from her sweeper spot. Plays the ball wide out. It's going to be a throw-in for Boonville.
Game coverage tonight brought to you by the Prescription Shop, your hometown Good Neighbor Pharmacy. The Prescription Shop is located on State Street in Washington. By your neighborhood Chuckles Convenience Stores, brighten up your day with a trip to Chuckles.
There's a long ball delivered by Mackenzie Walford. Maddie Dent trying to run it down, but it results in a hatchet throw-in.
Cody Chapman, Addison Stahl, and Maddie Lee, coaching staff for this girls' soccer team.
Faith-giving battle, Hadley Faith. Boonville wins that one, and they bring it out here on the left side. Plays a ball long up that left side to Lindsay Moody, giving chase. Trying to make a turn on the ball. Now she does. Back to midfield. Caroline Kroger on that ball. But Boonville wins it. Now they've got the ball inside the box area. But can't do much with it. Haley Osmond trying to bring the ball out in the crowd. Loses it. And once more, Boonville's back at the Lady Hatchets.
Boonville's attacking early, that's
they
for
are.
Sure.
There's a turn. About 20 yards off the goal area. Faith trying to find Summers. Now, here's Dant battling the ball against three players. Now the ball is played out left, and that's going to be an offside call.
35 minutes to go. 0-0 scoreless right now here in the first half of play. Washington and Boonville. We're fresh off a boys game last night that went 80 minutes and ended in a one-all tie with Washington and Gibson Southern.
Start to finish, that was an exciting game.
Yes, it was. Number 14 against number 2.
There is Emily Klingel trying to play the ball, picking the ball out of the air, but knocks it off. It's going to be a throw-in for Boonville, far side. Light breeze blowing north to south. going at the Hatchet's goal right now. All right, it's going to be another throw in. Looks like we got a couple of subs coming in for Washington. Can't quite pick the numbers off. Hadley Faith is going to be sitting down. Looks like
Jessica Hart checked in for sure. I see her number. I can't get the other one yet. She's quickly in on the throw-in over there.
Here's Maddie Dent working the ball down the right side, trying to cross the ball. It rolls off. Jones was on her, but it rolls off Jones' foot, so it's going to be a first corner of the night. Good chance to bring that ball right in front of the goal mouth and finish that thing off.
Here's 38, Selena Webster was
right in there. It's headed, but it's headed a little bit weakly right to the hands of the goalkeeper.
Big boot all the way back to midfield by the Boonville goalkeeper. That's Allidale Downey, sophomore for Boonville, working the goal. 7 minutes gone in the first half, still scoreless with Washington and Boonville. Girls soccer tonight from the sports complex. Dwayne Shake with Monty Critchlow, glad to have you along.
Boonville working that ball into traffic here, and finally Lindsay Moody steps up to clear the ball back to midfield. But once again, Boonville is settling the ball down, and working it right at our goal. It's a long ball played to the right, rolling into the Hatchet goal area. It's going to roll off for a goal kick. We're at the 32-28 mark of the first half. No score. Not really a shot on goal so far.
Both teams sizing each other up right now. Tonight's game brought to you by Thompson Insurance. Treating you the way you want to be treated. Washington Chrysler Center, your five-star dealer in downtown Washington. They've got the Ram Power Days going on. Ram trucks. See the great selection at Washington Chrysler Center.
Let's break up the left side by Boonville. Now they're trying to cross it. Can't get it past Moody. Moody's bringing it out on the dribble. Now she fires the ball long. That's picked off by Boonville. Back and forth they go.
Again, both teams just really sizing each other up right now.
Hard on the ball. Plays the ball up the middle. There's two Boonville players closing on it. Dant wins the ball, though. Now brings the ball back to the goalkeeper, but nothing on it. It's kind of a searching ball. That was Downey of Boonville picking it up. And like you said, Dwayne, her punt clears midfield. Back to Klingle, who promptly returns a favor, and now the ball's rolling down into Boonville area. I think the team that is able to establish their short game at the middle of the field, just like in chess, if you control the middle four squares, you're going to be dictating the play, and that's kind of the way it is in soccer. And I was lousy at chess, too.
Not a real physical game yet so far between these two teams.
No, not yet. There's a flag. It looks like it's going to be a bad throw. It's going to be...
A lot of subs coming in for the Pioneers in this first half. They're trying to find the right combination here against Washington. 10 minutes gone. Tonight's game coverage brought to you by A&R Home Center, more than just a hardware store. By WTHI-TV, depend on News 10, coverage you can count on.
Ball popped up in the air, bouncing high. Haley Osmond trying to give chase.
Ooh. Well, she's a tough player. Big boot there right into the stomach.
I swear that sounded like teeth moving.
Michaela Gresham, senior, working this near side.
Mm.
She felt that one a little bit.
Yeah, I think we all did up here. Mm-hmm. Here's the throw by Wofford. Jessica Hart making play on the ball, rolls down into the corner. Cap around one player. Here's a cross. It's knocked down, though, by Avery Wilkerson. Osmond trying to work it around, but Boonville picks that pass off, and now the ball's coming right into the goal area. Moody giving chase. Here's a left-footer that had a little bit of steam on it, but it's right on the hands of Gigi. And the Hatchie goalkeeper will return the punt
when you talk about the Revelario family and their soccer prowess, I guess is the word, on down the line, how many Revelarios have we mentioned in the last few years?
Three of them at least.
Gigi on goal for Washington, done a fine job for the girls. Akrese had the equalizer score last night on a tremendous shot for the Hatchets that got him to even it up at one apiece.
Now, the center referee said that shot was altered. Somebody, it nicked
really?
Somebody's foot and moved it about a foot off of its path. And he thought the goalkeeper, and he probably would have, maybe gotten a hand on it. But as things turned out, it was hit so hard, and he agreed with that. It was a real steamer.
Coach Chapman really not happy with his girls right now as they let that one roll out and give Boonville a corner kick.
Well, it's, you know, the play is a little lethargic right now. Nobody's showing much drive here. You know, ball is knocked back to midfield. Boonville settles it down, trying to play it right up the middle. But the ball rolls off. It's going to be another Pioneer throw.
28 minutes.
Promptly kicked out of bounds. Another Boonville throw.
Still scoreless. Washington and Boonville tonight in girls soccer here on WAMW.
So ball trying to find Summers. It's a race to the ball down into Pioneer territory. One-on-one battle out there with Jones versus Summers. Ooh. Yep, that's a foul. It's a foul on Boonville. Oh, he called it a goal kick. Summers took a chop on that one. I thought maybe we were going to get the call down near the corner flag, but he's deemed that the ball rolled off.
Good crowd still filing in tonight for this girls' soccer matchup. Again, coaches versus cancer night. We've got the pink soccer ball back out tonight. And they'll have a special ceremony after this varsity game.
There's Emily Klingel making a nice play back
nice
out
job.
There on the left side, winning the ball, looking for a teammate, dumps it off to Lindsay Moody. Moody with a run. Now she blasts the ball up here to Maddie Dant. Dant inside. There's the ball played through. It's a race, but it's a little too ambitious ball, and Boonville wins that race. But they do knock it out of bounds. It's going to be a Washington throw down deep into Boonville territory. Haley Osmond with the throw in. Here's Dant trying to cut the ball inside. Can't do it. One-on-one battle out here. Haley Osmond plays the ball inside to
Hart.
I believe that was Jessica Hart.
Yep.
And just knocks the ball off the goals for a goal kick.
Tonight's game coverage brought to you by Bill Dobson Ford. A Dobson deal is a better deal. Drive one for your community event at Bill Dobson Ford this Saturday. $20 for every test drive going to Lena Dunn Elementary. 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Saturday, take a test drive and help out folks at Lena Dunn. Drive one for your community. Tonight's game also brought to you by your Edward Jones Financial Advisors, Sarah Browning, Doug Bubalo, and Scott Cordova. Proud to support Hatchet Athletics.
All back to midfield now. But Boonville loses the ball, lost their touch off the ball.
You said it right now. No team really taking charge, Monty. It's just kind of a back-and-forth battle. Say, got to give momentum early on to Boonville. They've had the best look at goals so far, just not able to punch it through. Hatchets
Summers
will look to change that.
Summers now plays the ball inside, but Jones from her sweeper spot picked that ball up pretty easy. Still loose, rolling toward the goal area, but Boonville plays the ball wide, trying to work it out. Hatchets all over him.
Ooh.
There's a... couldn't tell who was that Caroline
player going down. I think that was Webster. Selena Webster.
Selena Webster. Ball down here in the Boonville defending third, but Lady Hatchets can't seem to find enough consecutive passes to get it in the right spot. It's just kind of loose and wild down there, both sides flailing at the ball. Hart working on the ball, but Boonville, once again, it's back and forth.
Yeah. Nobody taking ownership right now. It's all at midfield.
Now finally Boonville breaks across the line. But up steps Wofford. Picked that ball up. Makes a nice ball up here to Matty Dant trying to turn. But I tell you, that Jones girl is persistent.
Defense.
Yeah.
She's got to be one of the other players you were talking about, Monty. She's solid.
Yeah, she's a sweeper out there, and she knows her way around.
It's like Tyler Cobb in on that, too, junior number 20.
23-37 left in the first half.
No excitement right now. Is neither team able to score? It's a scoreless tie in this Big 8 Conference battle with Washington and Boonville.
All right, Hatchett throw up that right side. That's the Edwardsport side.
Yeah, junior high soccer going on behind us, right?
Yep.
Sullivan and Washington. What turned out to be a boys and girls doubleheader, it appears.
Yes. Sometimes those things just work out, right? A little sightseeing trip to Sullivan.
We didn't mention this last night, but the new awnings for both benches over there on the far side, the Edwardsport side, they are looking great. Got the roof complete now.
Keep the equipment dry on a misty day or a rainy day. Yep, it looked good. Field looks in excellent condition, by the way. It's a shame it's not used for a tournament game, but it will not be this year.
22 minutes to play, first half. Still in a scoreless tie with Washington and Boonville.
There's a high boot that's called on Washington.
Lady Hatchets have Boonville tonight. They travel to Forest Park on Saturday. Then it's a home one with Jasper Tuesday night, September 18th. Our next broadcast will be next Thursday, September 20th, on senior night, when Evansville North will be in town for the girls.
It's a long ball bouncing the Washington goal. It squirts through defenders, though. Boonville still has the ball. It bounces high, and Revelario has it. Thought for a minute it was going to bounce over her head into the goal.
Revelario don't necessarily have a lot of height, but she's got good hands back there. As we said earlier, she's made 97 saves. That's over 100 now already with this game. So,
well, here's a break. Peyton Summers comes through. Now she plays the ball inside looking for Moody, who's come up from her back position. Now she's working around trying to turn the corner out there, but Jones is all over her. Now she brings the ball in. It's right on the goalkeeper's hands. So that's a little switch in tactics here. We see Lindsay Moody going forward now. Lindsay's probably the best athlete on the field for the Lady Hatchets.
So Lindsay and Maddie switch spots. Maddie Dance now back on the defensive end.
There's Dant with a long ball from the back, and it's over the top. Moody can't make a play on that ball, but Boonville does. It's down here one-on-one battle. Lindsay's making it difficult to get the ball past her. Haley Osmond comes up to give some help. It's going to be Hatchett throw. We're at the 20, approaching the 20-minute mark, first half. Hardly a shot yet. Not a dangerous one anyway.
On either side, yeah. Halfway through the first half of play.
Hadley Faith trying to find Kroger on their right side. Can't do it.
Tonight's game coverage presented by Freddie Energy, fueling your everyday life. At the Donaldson Insurance Agency, John and Martha Newton and the team at Donaldson Insurance proudly backing the Washington Hatchets. Another throw-in for Washington on the far side. Still scoreless here in the first half.
There's the throw, far right corner. Summers trying to work around. It's knocked out. It's going to be a Boonville throw. Well, we'll have to see if this move to put Moody up front makes a difference. You got Summers. It looks like Haley Osmond also is kind of moving forward.
Got a sub checking in for Boonville. The Pioneers continue to work the bench. Head coach for the Pioneers, Adam Wadsworth, going to his bench early. as we said, we didn't know if there were going to be a JV game or not, but Boonville certainly has the players. They've got the numbers, so I can't imagine they wouldn't, but unless they've got some injuries over there we don't know about.
All right, ball played back. Ooh, that's a high boot again by Washington. You just can't do that.
Free kick coming for Boonville. 18:50 to play, first half. Busy weekend coming up in Washington. We've got the 20th Century Chevy Car Fest and Cruise Inn all weekend long. Live updates from Eastside Park and, of course, during the cruise.
There's a service back into Washington territory, but ball's headed by Washington straight up in the air. There, Faith puts the ball over the top. It's a race for the ball. Moody, it's one-on-one battle down here. Lindsay wins the ball. She's trying to cap it around.
Got two around her.
Knocked down by two players. Summer comes over to help. But Boonville brings the ball out of that opportunity, so to speak. And now they're on the attack. There's Avery Wilkerson making a play. And she drives the ball out of bounds, but she stopped that attack pretty quick. Allows the defenders to get back. And it'll be a Washington throw.
Well, we had a good charge there, just couldn't finish it.
Well, that's, you know, I don't think this team is, Washington team is especially good at holding the ball, so they're going to have to use opportunities like quick balls over the top and things like that in order to get their chance on goal. Wilkerson steps up, plays the ball nicely. Adley Faith trying to make a play. Now the ball's kicked down deep into Boonville territory. It's rolling into the goal on some high bounces. Moody giving chase up here to Haley Osmond. She plays the ball inside of Moody. Moody can't handle it. Ooh, there's a foul on Boonville just outside the box, right on the left corner. It's going to be a nice opportunity for Washington here to serve that ball right into the scoring area. Now Maddie Dant comes up from her back position. Lady Hatch is going to crash the gate here with seven players all packed into the goal area.
Dangerous play here. For
the approach and the kick. It's a bender right on the goalkeeper. It's loose on the ground, but the ball squirts right past everyone and comes out.
Wow.
And here comes Boonville on the attack. Tough break there for Washington. Now Boonville's pushing the ball up here, but they can't handle it, and it goes out of bounds. Quick throw by Wofford. It's a nice ball by Haley Osmond, trying to find Peyton Summers over there.
Just looking to attack there, Money. Trying to get aggressive.
We're trying.
Credit Boonville right now. They have done a nice job stopping any runs the Hatchets have attempted to make.
Quick throw by Moody down into the box. Peyton Summers giving chase, but Boonville turns the ball around. But Peyton wins it, drops it back to Moody inside the box. Lindsay's working around as she fires a shot, and it's in the goal!
There you go.
What a beautiful shot. What a great soccer move that was. Touches it around, and before, as a defender was closing her, she bends the ball right into the right post. Beautiful shot.
Moody scores, 15:25 left in the first half of play. Washington, 1. The Boonville Pioneers, nothing. Needed that one, Monty. You knew it was getting closer. We were attacking, attacking, attacking. Finally saw the break we needed. And Lindsay Moody punches it through.
Well, you don't often in soccer get to take credit as a coach for moves like that. But in that case, sending Lindsay forward paid off. And you know, now we've got a lead, and that might change the makeup of this game a little bit. Boonville might feel like they've got to push things up a little bit and leave us a little more space to work with.
13th goal of the season for Moody. She does lead the team. And the Hatchets lead Boonville 1-0 on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. 15 minutes left in the first half.
That was a beautiful goal, by the way.
Yes, it was. Well executed.
was a nice turn by Webster.
Webster, yep. Uh-huh.
Haley trying to send the ball through. Elizabeth Kresge loses the ball. Here's the ball touched through. Wofford giving chase. Goalkeeper's out, and the ball's rolling to the goal, and it's in the goal.
Boonville has the answer. Boy, oh, boy, just like that. It's all tied at one apiece. Avery Wilkerson giving chase, man, as Revelario was out of her spot. And Wilkerson did all she could with a last-ditch effort to try to kick it wide left, and it went right into the goal.
Yeah, there was a combination of three errors right there, and we just couldn't recover that ball in time.
Man, oh, man. So right when you get momentum, Big Mo on your side, Pioneers get the equalizer. We're tied at one apiece now with 14 and a half minutes to go in this first half of play.
All right, so Washington throw. We'll see if that will light a fire into this determination of this team or whether we're just going to kind of wilt in the face. It's got to be a good pickup for Boonville.
It was slow motion, wasn't it, Monty? It was just literally just barely rolling in there, but there was nobody to get to it. Wilkerson did absolutely everything she could there. But
yeah. Well, I think there was a an error marking out there on that right side, but and then Gigi compounded it by leaving her line too early. And, you know, she's only a freshman, so she's going to have to learn from those mistakes, and I know she will. Here's Lindsay down on the box. She plays the ball right inside to Haley. Can't, the shot is smothered. Here's Summers with the ball. It's still loose in the box and finally cleared by Boonville coming out. Wilkerson giving battle, wins the ball, trying to switch the attack, but Boonville picks that one off.
By the way, that goal for Boonville is going to be credited to number 19, Whitney Hydorn, a junior. Hydorn pushed it through.
Here's the ball bouncing in the goal area. It's coming
off. Watch out.
That was closed down nicely by Abby Thompson, who smothered that shot. But the ball was on the right, and she had a look at the goal. Couldn't quite get the trigger pulled.
13 minutes left to play first half. If you're just joining us, we're all tied at one with Washington and Boonville. Girls soccer tonight from the sports complex. Bodies hitting the ground out there now.
Looked a little ugly there with no whistle, interesting enough. Here's the ball played through the right side. Boonville's on it, trying to turn. Ball's knocked out of bounds by Washington. It's going to be a corner kick.
Several light jackets in the stands tonight as there is a nice fall breeze blowing here at the sports complex.
Oh, there's a jacket in the press box, too.
Perfect night for soccer. I love this weather.
Yeah, this is great when you're moving, but when you're just sitting here watching, it's a little chilly. All right, we got a corner kick. Only 12:16 left in this first half. Knotted up. Gigi with the ball. It's loose, though, but she finally dives on it.
That one made me nervous. She was in a horde of players all around her.
But you know what? She's a freshman playing a varsity sport. That's pretty good.
Yes, she is.
All right. See if we can get something here. Elizabeth Kresge trying to light the ball, but Haley Osmond can't control it. Up steps Abby Thompson trying to put the ball over the top, and you kind of see that maybe the Hatchets are trying to play that ball over the top, but I tell you what, that Jillian Jones can read these balls very well.
Tonight's game brought to you by Myers LP Gas at Highway 57 North of Washington. And by Ace's Restaurant inside the Washington Country Club on Bedford Road with great lunch and dinner specials 6 days a week at Ace's inside the Washington Country Club.
There's Dant trying to, right in the middle, surrounded by plenty of Pioneers.
For the most part, it's just been 50-50 balls at midfield.
Yeah, it has.
Except for the two big breaks that led to scores.
Well, both sides are banging the ball. It's not really passes. They're just kind of banging it. And it's hard to control. And it's here's a ball over the top now. Dant giving chase, trying to work it around the outside. She finally touches it past, but it's a little too long. It's going to roll off for a goal kick.
And Matting and Lindsay both back now on the scoring end for the Hatchets. Two senior leaders on this team. Substitution coming in for Washington. Looks like it's number 19. Caitlin Cox, maybe? Oh, can't see. No, 13. Excuse me.
It's Hadley.
Hadley back in. Hadley Faith.
Ball bouncing high. Once again, the ball's played to the middle, and it's just too congested. It's kind of like last night, that there is no room in the middle of the field. You have to get it wide. Avery Wilkson running down a ball, getting a little help from Haley Osmond, but with no connection on the pass, the ball's finally chipped back to midfield. Jones of Boonville plays the ball wide, and back and forth the ball goes. But Boonville's really probably got more possession time than Washington.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
There's a nice touch by Haley Osmond. Now she plays the ball through. Moody's giving chase. Boonville gets there first. It's a one-on-one battle. Moody's trying to turn it inside. Now, it's almost a replay of that first goal, but she couldn't quite get it past that last defender. Abby Thompson stepping up, makes a nice play. Ball's fed up here to Haley Osmond. Haley looking to play the ball to Summers. Can't do it. Knocked back to midfield. Now Boonville's on the attack again.
All tied at one with under 9 minutes to go in the first half. Washington and Boonville. Tonight's game brought to you by McAllister Machinery, your Caterpillar dealer in Washington. As more fresh legs check in now for the Pioneers. Boonville continues to go to the bench quite a bit in this first half. Game coverage also brought to you by the Kingpin Bowling Center and the Kingpin Restaurant on State Street, Washington.
Battle on the far side down there. Ball is off of Boonville. Will be a Washington throw right in front of the Washington bench. Lady Hatchet show waves of effort, and then they kind of back off into a lull a little bit. Right now they've kind of receded after that goal, kind of mounting, catching their breath maybe, and ready to make them run these last 8 minutes of the first half. Score tied. There's Wofford trying to send the ball over the top, but it's knocked out of bounds. It's going to be Washington throw, I believe.
That one off the face of a Boonville player. She's tough. Okay. Man, she took that one right off the cheek. That's going to leave a mark.
Yeah.
Spalding tattooed on the side of her face.
I've seen Wilson on forehead
Wilson!
Before. Throw in up the left side.
Tonight's game brought to you by Gill Funeral Home, serving our community since 1872. The Boonville Pioneers and Washington Hatchets. Head-to-head battle in Big 8 Conference Soccer. From the Sports Complex in the Washington Pitch, I'm Dwayne Shake with Monty Critchlow. On WAMW, your home for the Hatchets.
Oh, nice touch. Wilkerson steps up. Thought maybe she... There, she does.
There you go. Good battle. That was right in front of us there. Good one-on-one.
Elizabeth Kresge makes a nice touch, trying to find Haley Osmond. And the ball's played off the face of Abby Thompson. Oh, Wilkson takes a tumble. It's got ran over. She made a nice play. She stepped in front of the ball and then slowed down and promptly got run over, but she did get the call.
Lindsay Moody with the score for Washington. The goal, I should say. And Whitney Heidorn, I believe, had the credit for the score for Boonville. So each with the goal apiece. 6 minutes left in this first half. A little slow getting the ball back in play now. This team's taking advantage of getting a breather here. Clock continues to wind down. 1-1.
There's the service back to midfield. Osmond with a touch. Adley Faith was a touch, but Boonville does a nice job of controlling that ball through traffic. Moving right at the Hatchet back line, trying to find a hole. But Emily Klingel wins the ball nicely. Good job. She's really played nice out there on that right wing.
Like I said, Coach Chapman has both Maddie Dant and Lindsay Moody now in the scoring half of the field. So usually so far in this first half, he's kept one of them back to help on defense.
Well, you've got to have somebody, if you're going to play that game, you've got to have somebody that delivers the ball from the back and can really send the ball over the top. And so far, we just haven't gotten the right ball. There's Wofford stepping up. Now Moody trying to play the ball to Dant. Dant tries to return it. There's the ball over the top.
It's
Kresge's ball. It's a race, but the goalkeeper wins that one. But that's the type of ball that...
just what you were talking about.
That's the type of ball we're probably going to have. It's better when those balls are on the ground, though, so they slow down a little bit.
U.S. won last night, huh?
Yeah, 1-0 over Mexico. It's a very young U.S. team. Mexico did not have all of their European stars with them, but nonetheless, it's Mexico, and we just love beating them.
And it's a win for the U.S.
Yeah.
Who were absent during World Cup this year.
Thanks for the reminder.
Still hard to say.
Long ball
that.
Over the top, bounding into Washington goal area. Revolario's out, scoop the ball up on the second hop. We'll put the ball back off her foot.
Under 4 minutes left to play now.
Well, that ball rolls all the way past Boonville. Now Dan has got it on a break in his right side. She sails into the goal, fires a shot. It's right on the hands of the goalkeeper.
That was a blister, though. That was a shot. That was a boot.
Had Kresge running that left lane. Just didn't see her, I guess.
Nice job by goalkeeper for Boonville. That was a rocket. Right on her hands.
Osman working combination with Moody. But third pass was picked off, and here comes Boonville again. And there's a ball over the top. There's an unmarked right up the middle of the gut. She's going to have a shot.
Oh, no.
She sails inside and fires a shot wide right.
Credit Abby Thompson, I believe. Yep, that was Abby Thompson that got that one out of play and out of harm's way. Nice save there by Thompson. That was a dangerous ball.
Well, Moody and Dant both have that instinct, that senior instinct to read that play. They would have covered that, but... Got some young kids in the back here that did not read it, and that girl was wide open right. G's all over it. Once again, the Hatchets still trying to poke that ball past the backs. Now they find Moody. Dant now trying to feed Moody. Can't quite get the ball there.
And it's number 20. Jones. I'm telling you, that's Tyler Cobb. That she has been a thorn in the side all night tonight. Keep hearing whistles behind us.
Yes.
That's the junior high game.
Ball's knocked out. It's going to be Boonville throw with 2 minutes left. 1-1 if you tuned in late. Hatchets got up early, but Boonville came back about 5 minutes later and equalized. Well, back to midfield here. Looks like right now Washington's just pretty much got both Dant and Moody as the lone strikers, and the midfield's kind of holding.
1.5 left to go.
Well, looking for that one ball over the top. We can win the sprint to the ball and finish it past that goalkeeper.
We'll see some adjustments from both teams at the halftime break, I'm sure. And we'll see a different second half.
There's the ball bouncing here at midfield. Boonville again trying to win it. Maddie Dant wins the ball, but she gives it up. Now she wins it back. Looking to launch one. Now she does up that right side. Looks like Webster maybe. No, that's Peyton Summers. Can't get there soon enough, but it's going to be a throw in for Boonville far side, and that may wrap it up for the Hatchets attack. It's 40 seconds left. And I'm not sure they're even going to get the throw in the way the ball's knocked in the corner over there.
We're going to get to our halftime show coming up. about an hour into this contest. It's 1-1, Boonville at Washington. All knotted up.
Ball's put back in play. Boonville's got one last run to it. But no, up steps Avery Wilkerson, and that ball almost came over the top of the backs. Abby Thompson giving battle, and that's probably going to do it. 5-4-3. Hatchett's barely will get the ball in.
Yep.
And the first half ends tied up 1-1.
After one half of play from the sports complex on the A&R Home Center scoreboard, it's the Washington Lady Hatchets 1 and the Boonville Lady Pioneers 1. We're all tied up, 1-1. We'll take a 3-minute timeout. Come back with our halftime report after this on your home for the Hatchets, WAMW.
One of the best gifts you can give your family is life insurance. I'm Kyle Cornelius, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent in Washington. Nobody likes to think about their demise, but I've witnessed the impact life insurance can have for those who are left behind. Protect your most important asset, your family. Life insurance can protect your home and your loved ones, and it costs less than you think. Call me, Kyle Cornelius, at Farm Bureau Insurance in Washington, 254-3514.
Backyard barbecues, hot showers, and 3 meals a day. What do these things have in common? LP Gas. This is Clara with Myers LP Gas, and you can save money by using propane for appliances, your furnace, even heating your pool. Myers LP Gas has the best prices in the area. Stop by on Highway 57, just 6 miles north of Washington, and get your grill tank filled for the summer. And if you're building a new home, see Myers LP Gas for your energy source. We'll set your tank for free. Give us a call at 254-6809 or 1-877-MYERS-20.
I'm Doug Bubalow, your local Washington Edward Jones financial advisor. Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. That's why Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of Washington Hatchets on WAMW. Call 812-257-1987 or stop by my office at 2000 East National Highway in Washington for all your investment needs. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Taylor's 2 Steakhouse in Oakland City has been voted Reader's Choice Best of the Best in Gibson County. Choose your cut and the way you want it cooked and let Taylor's 2 Steakhouse take care of the rest. From a full menu of sandwiches, soups, appetizers, and salads to the best steaks in our area, it's worth the drive to Taylor's 2 Steakhouse in Oakland City. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner. Neil and Betty Newton would like to say thanks to all their loyal customers and friends for voting them Best of the Best at Taylor's 2 Steakhouse in Oakland City.
Summer means vacations. Heller's Lawn Care can take care of your lawn while you're away. No worries. Schedule vacation mowing, watering, or general lawn maintenance so you can relax. This is also the time for grub control to get rid of those pesky moles. Whether it's trimming shrubs, landscape design, or lawn cleanup, call Heller's 812-610-0055. Heller's looks forward to giving you the best lawn on the block.
Lady Hatchet soccer tonight from the sports complex, presented by Pepsi Beverages Company, the official soft drink of the Washington Hatchets. Taylor's 2 Steakhouse in Oakland City, voted best of the best steak in Gibson County, and there's good reason. It's worth the drive wherever you're listening for a trip to Taylor's 2 Steakhouse in Oakland City. Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home is now serving Daviess County on State Street in Washington. And Tim Dant, Social Security Disability Attorney from the Law Office of Hayes and Dant in Washington. We're at the halftime midway point where Washington and Boonville are all knotted at one apiece. And Monty, the Hatchets get that break they need and a nice score from Lindsey Moody. Excellent shot. And then not even a minute later, maybe a little over a minute later, Boonville comes down with the answer.
Well, it's just one of those things. You never know the mental makeup of a team. You might think that goal we had was going to open up the floodgates, but it was a hard-earned goal by Lindsey. And that came because she was moved up from her back position. And she just made a fantastic play and an excellent shot. And really, that's pretty much the Hatchet's offense. You can't really remember another shot that was on the frame. On the other hand, Boonville has been possessing the ball at the middle of the field a lot more, so they're maneuvering the ball to get, and they haven't had really any shots. That was really a few errors in a row that the Lady Hatchets committed to open that gate and allow them to score, but that's the way it is in soccer. You can outplay a team 80% of the time and end up coughing a goal up, and we just saw a game last night that's kind of similar to that. we get up and then we think we're going to have a few more chances, and we turn around and they come up with a good play. So, you know, it's you've got to play 80 minutes of solid, mistake-free soccer to survive at these levels. And so far, both teams have committed some errors, but the other side hasn't made them pay yet. So I'm thinking he's probably going to keep Moody and Dant up front because that seems to be the best way we have the opportunity to score.
Well, that's one of the things I was going to ask you next, your adjustments at the half. Any adjustments for Coach Chapman and his squad? I think you're right. I think you keep Moody and Dant up there and then hope to get a quick score right off the bat. I think that would really change things, especially as far as the mindset of this Lady Hatchet team, and hopefully then open up the floodgates that we're waiting on.
I might move Haley Osmond to more of a center figure because she's a very good passer. And keep Moody and Dant free for runs off those balls. But other than that, we just got to continue to play a really tight defense. I don't like seeing them have as much time on the ball at the middle of the field. I think we ought to step up and put a little more pressure on them. But maybe that may be what Cody's talking about right now.
At the halftime breaks, tied at one apiece, Washington and Boonville. We'll take another 3-minute timeout. When we come back, it's second half action. You're listening to Lady Hatchet Soccer on WAMW.
Pepsi is proud to be the trusted beverage partner of Washington High School and Hatchet's Athletics. PepsiCo is the parent company of such iconic brands as Pepsi, Diet Pepsi, Mountain Dew, Diet Mountain Dew, Mist Twist, 7-Up, Gatorade, Aquafina, Propel, Tropicana, Lipton, and Naked. Pepsi Beverages Company in Elberfeld strives to be the lifetime Pepsi beverage distributor of our area schools and athletic programs. When you're needing a beverage that will always quench your thirst, reach for a cold Pepsi or Pepsi product.
After working hard for many years, it's frustrating when your health forces you to file for Social Security disability. And who should you call to assist you with your claim?
Tim Dent.
You know someone who called that number on the late night TV ad, but it turned out they weren't much help. A friend hired someone who said they were a certified representative, but not an attorney. That didn't turn out very well either. Go with a proven winner. Local attorney Tim Dant has 30 years experience and has helped hundreds of your friends and neighbors obtain their Social Security disability benefits. Call 812-254-1419. Tim Dant.
This is Steve Freddy with Freddy Energy in Washington. While you're out cruising this week or in town for the Car Fest, we invite you to stop by and fill up with our premium gasoline. You and I both know it will make your classic vehicle run better. You put a lot of time, energy, and money in your classic car. Don't take chances by burning low-octane fuel. Stop by our West Walnut Street location or let our guys fill it up for you at our Southside location right on Highway 57 South. See you at the Car Fest.
Gill Funeral Home has been entrusted to be the first choice for families in this community since 1872. Gill Funeral Home is proud to embrace traditional values, diversity, and innovation in honoring the spirit and life of each person they serve with flexible pricing to fit every family's budget. For more information, visit their website or call Jennifer Wheeler for a no-obligation appointment. Gill Funeral Home of Washington. Find out what makes Gill Funeral Home unique.
The Kingpin Bowling Center on State Street in Washington invites you to bring the family for a great night of family fun. Every Friday and Saturday, we crank up the jukebox for Rock and Bowl. Throughout the week, league play continues, and you cannot bowl on an empty stomach. The Kingpin Bowling Center snack bar is one of the best, with a full menu from appetizers to the main dish. New items have been added, including wings, stroms, hot ham and cheese, and of course, great pizza. The Kingpin Bowling Center, State Street in Washington.
Bill Dobson Ford is hosting a fundraiser on September 15th to raise money for Lena Dunn Elementary School in Washington. To help, just go to Bill Dobson Ford on September 15th and take a test drive. For each qualified test drive, Ford will donate $20 to Lena Dunn School, up to $6,000. Drive one for Lena Dunn Elementary on September 15th at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington.
Lady Hatchet Soccer tonight on WAMW, brought to you by the Crane Federal Credit Union, banking on a Hatchet victory. The Edley Mortuary, caring for you when you need the care the most. Our post-game report tonight, presented by Kyle Cornelius, your Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent, and Sterling & Company, professional corporation on Main Street in Washington. Many thanks to all of our sponsors for bringing you Hatchet Soccer on this beautiful Wednesday night from the Sports Complex. With the lights now on, Dwayne Shake alongside Monty Critchlow, and we've got an entire half still to go, and hopefully a hatchet surge to start to pull away in this game here tonight.
Well, it's time to light a fire under some tails and get some effort out of this team. I didn't see a whole lot of it, really, and we just need to act like we're going to step in front of players, and we're standing there waiting for them to receive the ball. We've got to get after the ball, and that's a team-wide effort. It's not just one or two players. Everybody has to be on the same page, and that's where the coach has to set the stage for it. And he can do it many different ways. I had my own style, but Cody's got his style, and he's got to reach these girls and make them understand. That's why you practice is for these situations in a game where you can come in here against a team that you're totally capable of beating. You just got to show it, because it's not going to walk in your door. You got to go get it.
Washington coming in tonight 4-4-1. They lost their first four, and then they've been on a bit of a surge in the last several games and hoping to continue that. But Boonville has something to say about that. Now, the hatchets will be left to right on your radio dial for this second half.
See if we can pick up any changes on this roster. It looks like everyone that started is back on their positions.
Tonight's game coverage also brought to you by Anna Lou Chapman, your RE/MAX real estate broker at Washington, and Heller's Lawn Pro and Heller's Unlimited.
Looks like Maddie Dan has been moved to a midfield position. Haley Osmond is up on the left. Moody at center forward, and Summers at the right forward. Oh, there's a break. Oh, there's a ball. I thought maybe Summers was going to push it past the back, but it was picked off. And it's going to be a hatchet throw. Ball's put back in play, and it's bouncing back here to midfield. Wofford with a touch on the ball. Here's Dant settling the ball down now. Trying to work around, pulls the ball to the right side. Now she's pushing the ball into the right area, trying to cross the ball. She's around the corner. She centers it. Oh, it's a beautiful ball that bounced on the six and right across.
Ace's Restaurant in the Washington Country Club offers a delicious lunch and dinner menu 6 days a week.
Jillian Jones, a standout player for Boonville, won the ball, and now it's knocked out of bounds. It's going to be a goal kick. Just started the second half. Still tied, 1-1. And it will be a goal kick for Boonville coming out. Jones boots the ball, not particularly long, but Dan is right there to settle it. Klingel drops the ball back here to Wofford. She can't get much on that ball. And up steps Wilkerson, trying to find Summers out here on the right. A one-on-one battle, but Jones wins. There's a ball knocked out of bounds. I think he might have called it. Oh, he called a corner kick. Ooh. Okay. We'll take that one. Could have been a foul in the box, too. All right. It's going to be a Washington corner kick. A very good opportunity here. 37-minute mark of the first half. Second half, rather. Here's the service. It's a nice one. Far post. Oh, a flying header was missed by Peyton Summers. Ball rolls wide right. Haley Osmond trying to turn the corner but loses the ball, and it will be a goal kick.
You can definitely see Washington attacking to start this second half. Just not able to punch anything through yet, but if they keep this pace up, it will happen.
I agree. The effort looks much better now than it did in the first half.
3 minutes gone in the second half. Still tied at one apiece with the Lady Hatchets and Boonville Pioneers here in Big 8 Conference Girls Soccer.
Jones, Boonville puts that ball in play. Haley Osmond trying to feed Lindsay Moody, she does out here on the left side. Now drops the ball back to Maddie Dant. Dant trying to play through. Does find Moody top of the box. Loses the ball. Still a mess down there in the goal area. Quick turn. Ball's knocked wide. And, Boonville clears the ball back to midfield.
Now, one thing we should mention, it's, of course, way too early to think about it, but if this does happen end in a tie like last night, they will go to the tiebreaker situation because this is a conference matchup.
Yes.
So there will be a winner in this one tonight, one way or the other.
And that'll be 2 7-minute overtime periods, full length, and then PKs. So that could be a very late night if they stretch that one out.
I don't think we're going to get to that point at the pace this one started in the second half, though.
I agree.
Somebody's going to get a break and cut this one loose.
Well, I think that's what all the Hatchets needed was just more effort. And they've got the ability to move the ball around, to hold it a little better than they did in the first half. Maybe a throw in Washington far side.
About 5 minutes gone so far in the second half. Still scoreless, but momentum Washington, as they have controlled much of the second half. And there was a push from a Boonville player from behind. So free kick coming for Washington right in front of their bench over on the far side.
All right. It's going to be
Maddie Dant will kick it.
Yep. Washington lining the 18 with numbers. Here's the service. It's into the box area. It's loose.
Ah.
It's rolling to the top of the box. And
Boonville
now
defended
back.
Well there, Monty. They really did. Just shut that one down.
That ball was off the Boonville's foot, so it'll be a Washington throw. Emily Klingel throws the ball up the right side, trying to find Summers. Moody over. Does win the ball, turning it to the goal. Now she crosses it, but can't get
too
her
much.
Body turned on it enough, so it goes off for a goal kick. Boonville's kick coming out.
34 and a half minutes to go.
Ball squirting back. Wofford making a play on it, but ball mishit, goes out of bounds.
Tonight's game brought to you by Anna Lou Chapman, your REMAX real estate broker in Washington, and by Heller's Lawn Pro and Heller's Unlimited.
The ball's down in the Washington box now. It's kind of loose. Nobody
like
owning
that.
Yeah, it's kind of scary stuff here. Finally, Haley Osmond trying to clear it, but it's knocked down by Boonville. Now the ball rolls right up the gut.
Oh, boy.
An open seam in the hatch of D, and Gigi Revelario got there first.
Good job by Gigi.
Oh, there's a ball touched over the Boonville backs now. It's a race to the ball. Boonville wins that one. You have Lindsay Moody down there, along with Peyton Summers giving chase.
Corner kick for the Hatchets, 33 and a half left. Maddie Dant will deliver it in from the far corner.
And you know she can deliver this ball right in front of the goal mouth. The question is anybody going to be there to meet it? Here's the kick. It's a low driving one hopper. Skips out of bounds. It's going to be another goal kick. Approaching the 33-minute mark.
We'll try it again in the same corner. Last touch by the Pioneers.
Yep. Hopefully she'll make an adjustment on that. Get that ball up a little bit. Here's
there
a nice one coming
there
right
it
in.
Is.
It's headed in the goal. No,
ooh,
I thought that
boy
was in the goal. The goalkeeper dove and missed it, but it was off the frame.
She just got the tips of her fingers on it, just
wow
enough to push that out of harm's way. But, man, that was laid in perfectly. Nice job,
yes,
by Maddie
was
Dant.
Beautiful ball. Real skill to get it there. Haley Osmond running away from the goal, trying to make a turn. Now she does, and now she serves the ball up the right side, but nobody's running that diagonal, and it rolls off for a throw-in.
Intensity definitely picked up a little more physical play, too, in this second half.
Well, that's what happens when you go after. The opponent retaliates or picks their game up, and you get a lot of collisions. There's a ball skipping through. Wilkerson battling here one-on-one. There's a foul on Wilkerson. It's going to be a free kick for Boonville. About 10 yards inside Hatch territory. Washington retreats. Boonville only showing about five players to the top of the box, holding four back. Here's the service. It's a bender, but it's off the goal now. And Revolario scoops it up easily, trots to the 18, and puts the ball back in play.
He's got a pretty good boot.
There's a ball played over the top now. Lindsay Moody giving chase. She does not win the race, but it does roll out of bounds. It's going to be a
stare down on the ball.
Yeah.
Throw in.
Boonville.
For Boonville.
Boonville working the ball up on a couple combination passes up that right side. Washington kicks the ball out. Quick throw back in by Boonville. Haley Osmond, you talk about energy. Gosh.
She's played the whole game. A lot of these players have played this whole game. Coach Osmond has gone to the bench too much here.
What'd she weigh, 80 pounds?
Soaking wet.
Soaking wet.
10 minutes gone in the second half of play. Still tied at one apiece with Washington and Boonville tonight. With the lights on at the Sports Complex. You're listening to WAMW FM Washington, your home for the Hatchets. Glad you could be with us on this Wednesday night for girls high school.
Oh, there's
soccer.
A nice ball. Wilkerson stepped up and won the ball, sent the ball through. It was a race to the ball, but Jones of Boonville won it. Now the ball's coming back the other way. Wilkerson battling again with the ball. It's out on the right corner. Now the ball served into the goal area. Wofford makes a nice touch and then returns the ball back to midfield.
Nice job there by Mackenzie Wofford, showing her hatchet. Senior leadership.
There's a long ball played up the right side, but it's going to roll off for a goal kick.
I don't know, Monty. We may see a overtime situation here tonight.
Just don't think about that. That's an unpleasant
one
thought.
One all score with the Hatchets and Pioneers. I will give a lot of credit to Boonville. They really came to play tonight. They have attacked. Any kind of run that we think Washington's got going for them, Boonville shuts it down.
Well, we're not. There's a ball back to Gigi. She's got it. I'd like to see us just connect some passes. We seem in such a rush to try to get that ball forward, but we really do need to just hold the ball. Now the ball skips over the top here. Jones giving chase for Boonville. Knocks that out of bounds. Going to be a hatchet throw. As I was saying, we just need to have a little more possession. That ball is now a Boonville throw in. Here's the throw.
I got it. That was right at us, Monty. Wish I had my net.
You can't use your hands, Dwayne.
Oh, that's right.
You have to head that thing back.
Oh, this game of soccer. Wouldn't it make it a lot easier, though?
No. It's illegal. There's the throw. Now, there was a case where there was a player who brought her leg up and showed the bottom of her boot, like normally would be a high kick, but the Washington player was behind her. So it's not a dangerous play. It's not a high kick. It's a dangerous play. So it has to be around facing somebody to be dangerous. Here's the throw in. And the ball played gets through behind the Washington backs, rolling into the goal. It's a race for the ball. And Wofford knocks it out of bounds. Kenzie was first to the ball, but she didn't have any room to maneuver, so she just knocks it out. And, it looks like it's going to be a hatchet goal kick. Wow. I guess the other player stuck her foot in there. We're down to 27 minutes and counting. Still a tie game in this Big 8 conference battle.
Looks like we still may see a JV game tonight as I see the JV hatchets over there getting loose and stretching. 27 minutes left to go.
Gigi steps up.
There will be a special ceremony in between the games to honor those cancer survivors in this Coaches versus Cancer night.
Matty Dent trying to control the ball. There's the ball squirting through on the left side. Haley Osmond giving pursuit.
She's going to get to it. Try to push it up. Just
and
nothing
that
there.
Rolls off for a corner kick, it looks like.
Matty Dent going back to take it from the far corner. Looks like they've pushed Peyton Summers up now. Maddie's kind of playing a mid position, Monty. Am I reading that right?
And yes, Lindsay, she started as midfield, and Summers and Lindsay Moody forward. Now, she can serve that ball like she did the last time.
No, that was a beauty.
Well, let's get somebody in there to just, if you can't hit it, then do something else to it to get it in there. There's that ball. It's loose.
It's
right in front of the goal. Trying to tee it up. Just too many bodies there.
She did place it pretty nicely, though, right where it needed to be. Just couldn't finish again.
Boonville brings it out. There's the ball played now in behind Washington backs.
One.
Yep. The one-on-one battle out here. Avery Wilkerson giving pursuit. Avery, oh, nice job, nice job. She brings it back out, but then she loses it, and it's cleared out finally by Kinsey Wofford. Nice senior play that one was. Here's Lindsay winning the ball at midfield,
oh.
Trying to play the ball through. Just not enough room. Jessica Hart making some plays on it, but Boonville controls now.
It's definitely getting more physical, as I said earlier. You can tell that in the second half. Not dirty, just a lot more body contact.
The ball's in the box, but it looks like it might be a corner kick. Both referees looking at each other.
Yep.
They do finally award a corner kick. That's what it looked like to me, anyway. Boonville has a corner now.
See what they can do with it. Under 25 minutes to play. Second half, one all tie. Pioneers taking their time getting the ball to the corner.
Well, you know, this would be a big moral victory for them. Were they this result to be the final result? Here's the service. It's one skips once and knocked over the top of the goal area. It's going to be a goal kick for Washington. Got a sub coming on for the Hatchets.
Kresge re-entering the lineup, one of the Hatchet seniors. Going to replace Jessica Hart.
Jessica gave some good minutes, lots of hustle, lots of activity here at midfield. GG approaches the ball, and now she drives it back. It's a one-timer up here to Moody. Trying to turn, can't do it, though, and Boonville controls. Trying to work some 1-2 passes, and now they get the ball loose here on the left wing outside of the goal area. It's crossed right to the middle of the field.
Thompson gets it out of harm's way.
I tell you, that ball landed right near the PK spot, and there were no Lady Hatchets around it, and the player just couldn't control it. A little bit of a dangerous, exciting moment there for Coach Chapman. I think he's addressing that point right now.
23 minutes left. Still all tied at one apiece. Both goals coming in the first half. Lindsay Moody has the score for Washington. And then a little over a minute later, Boonville with the answer. And that's been all the scoring so far.
Ball is on the right side here. Boonville just is now they're relentless in coming at the Lady Hatchets. Doing a better job of settling the ball down, finding somebody right in the middle of the field. There's the ball squirting through. Revolari pick it up.
See, Pioneers starting to attack a little bit more. As we're almost halfway through the second half
they're,
now.
They're finding space. Those passes are easily, they have a 1-2 and even a 3-touch. Effort, and now the ball's played over the left side. Moody out here battling left and right. Lindsay trying to work around two players. Still has the ball.
Ah.
Can't work it past. Boonville does find a connection here coming out, but Lady Hatchets pick it up. Elizabeth Kresge loses the ball, and here's Boonville on the attack now, and they lay the ball, trying to get it through, but can't do it. Avery Wilkerson finds the ball. Over to Osmond. Now Osmond lays the ball up to the left side for Moody. Moody sails into the goal on the left side. She brings the ball across. A dive by the goalkeeper smothers the ball.
Again, Allidale Downey, the sophomore, with the save for the Pioneers. That was Squibber kind of on the ground. And she sacrificed the whole body to get in front of that one and smother it.
There's a nice ball into the box, but no one was there to read it. Ball's returned on the punt, bouncing here to midfield. The ball rolls off for a Lady Hatchet throw. Emily Klingel quickly up this left side. It'll be another Washington throw. Summers on the trigger this time. Puts the ball in play, but there's no connection. And here comes Boonville. Walford up to hit the ball, but here's Boonville brings the ball back to midfield. Boonville now lays the ball through on the left side. It's running away from the goal, but Boonville has it in the box. She fires a shot. It's wide left.
Whew.
Good look, though.
Very good look. Number 19 with the attempt on that one. That's Whitney Hydorn. She has the goal, the lone goal for Boonville tonight. She saw the go-ahead right there. Just wide left.
I don't know if she's left-footed or not, but that was on the left side. So the ball would be bending to the right. Ball is now back into Washington defending territory. Boonville trying to move it in. Now they cross the ball, but the ball is off the goal line. Going to be another goal kick. Lady Hatchet ready to come in.
Stick around for our post-game report. We'll have the Freddie Energy High Energy Player of the Game, the Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game, and our overall MVP. Presented by Annalou Chapman with Remax Real Estate and Heller's Lawn Pro and Heller's Unlimited. Coming into the lineup will be Caroline Krueger, sophomore. Krager, I should say. That's Krager. Caroline Krager. Sophomore for the Hatchets, number 33.
Here's the throw. On the far side, Kresge now plays the ball. A nice flick over the top, and Moody's going to be on it. She's got a break to the goal. Coming in from the left side. Here's a shot. It's goal! 18:54 left in this game, and that was a big one.
She broke free, and you saw that one coming, Monty. She had the momentum and did a nice job placing it well out of the reach of the goalkeeper's hands and right into the net for the go-ahead for Washington. 2-1 now, Lady Hatchet's leading Boonville.
I don't remember who released her on that ball, though. That pass made that opportunity open, and Lindsay took full advantage of it. Beautiful play. All right, we'll see if we can hold on to this now. We certainly can't let up in our effort because Boonville has been owning the effort in the last couple minutes. But, again, we get a break here.
Look what happens now. You see Moody step back, and she's going to be on the defending end to try to shut him down and just be content with his one-goal lead.
That's a gamble. Take the pressure off the front. It drifts to the back. So here's Boonville coming back at us. And, again, the ball is just hammered back and forth.
2-1. Moody with both goals. The Hatchets with the advantage. 18 minutes left to play.
And here comes Boonville. There's a ball right up the middle. The ball's loose right in front of the goal, and it's a collision with the goalkeeper, but Gigi's got there first.
Boy, oh, boy.
Ooh. That was a little exciting.
Well, very reminiscent of what happened in that first half whenever Washington got the score and Boonville came back for the answer. They had a shot right there.
Yeah, that pass split the Washington defenders right between them, and when that happens, it's a race to the ball. Here's Dant now on the move. Loses the ball, and here comes Boonville, however, on the counter. Still countering. Lays the ball up here. A nice defending play by McKenzie Wofford over to Dant. Maddie looking to blow past, and she does. Up down this left side, she's still got the ball, carrying it near the goal area, trying to turn the corner. She does turn the corner, now brings the ball over, but I think the ball left the goal line. It's going to be a goal kick coming out.
17 minutes. The clock continues to wind down. Can't go quick enough now, right?
No, and this is where you make a lot of substitutions.
2-1, Hatchet's leading. The lights are on. Beautiful night. Man, picture perfect night here at the sports complex.
Nobody should be fatigued. Nice step up by Jessica Hart to settle that goal kick down. Kresge trying to play the ball to Hart. Boonville recovers. And there's Emily Klingel with a beautiful ball over the top. Oh, this is going to possibly Hadley Faith had an opportunity to get the ball, but it was picked off by the ever-present Jillian Jones of Boonville. She is a standout player. There's Wilkerson over to smother the ball and get the ball up here to Kresge. She's trying to lay the ball over the top.
Krager now, Caroline Krager.
Can't find much handle on that one. Boonville settling the ball down, trying to bring the ball out. And they do up this left side. Nice touch by Moody. That was an athletic move. A lot of players that have fallen on their tail trying to shift their weight like that. But she was right on it. And now it's back and forth.
Peyton Summers gave the header ahead to Moody on the score on that last goal. Thank you for that. So Summers with the header assist. Moody with the finish. And that's the difference right now. 2-1. Washington over Boonville.
Be a Washington throw in far side. We're at the 15-minute mark remaining in this game. The Hatchets, courtesy of that Lindsay Moody goal, are on a 2-1 lead right now. But Boonville's knocking on the door. A couple of substitutions for Boonville right now. It's hard to see their numbers over there. The ball's put into play. And now it comes sailing in the hatchet zone, but kicked back out, back to midfield. Faith trying to play the ball up here to Summers. Can't do it. Boonville now wins it. Kresge trying to turn, but the ball caroms back into the goal area, and Lindsay Moody's there to sweep the ball. Wofford. There's a long pop back into the goal. GG's out into the goal area and scoops it up.
14 minutes left to go. 2-1, Washington holding on. Conference game. Hatchets looking to go 5-4-1 on the season if they can get the victory here tonight. You mentioned the strength of schedule. Boy, Washington plays some tough, tough opponents early in the season.
All right, so, it's a foul on Boonville. Okay, good deal. Thought that was going against us. Lindsay coming over to take the kick, 13:30 left, taking it up right near midfield. Boonville drops everybody back to defend. Here's the approach. It's put up the right side. Not much danger on that ball, but it will be a hatchet throw. More subs for the Hatchets. Osmond takes a break along with Peyton Summers. I think that's Maddie Dent and gets the other number.
Webster. Webster came back
Webster.
In.
All right.
12:45 remaining now.
Boonville pushing the ball across midfield. Still controlling it. Trying to serve it. There's a nice touch by Walford. That was
good
a nice
job.
Play.
She's done a nice job there in backfield.
She has. Now Dant controls, moving right into the goal area. She lays the ball to the right side looking for Hadley.
Just a little too much. Had the right idea.
Faith couldn't catch up to it. Goal kick coming out.
12 minutes and counting. Still 2-1. Hatchet's over Boonville right now. Girls soccer tonight.
This is a really important game for them because they have Forest Park on Saturday, and then they go to Jasper. They have Jasper here, and that's a Big 8 match. And then they have Evansville North in their senior night. So, Lady Hatchets, this is a game they need
this
to win. Here's
dangerous.
A breakaway by Boonville. They're going to have a shot. She fires a shot, and it's in the goal. Oh,
we're all tied at two. My goodness me.
Bit of a defensive mistake.
My, oh, my.
Misplay, and the ball squirted past the backs.
Unassisted. That's a drive, and, again, a hole that they got through. And, Imani, I wasn't comfortable with it at any point in time, the way Boonville continued their attack. And we're all tied at two now.
Well, it's a new game with
16.
11 minutes.
I believe that's Kylie Hart, the junior, that's going to get credit for that goal. And she powered that one right through. Not much Gigi could do with that.
No. One-on-one with keeper, when she has that kind of speed coming at you, there's not much you can do.
Peyton Summers coming back in now for Hadley Faith. Summers will trigger the ball back into play. And just like that, a new ball game. 2-2, 11:34 left to go.
All right, ball's dropped back here, and Kresge sends the ball over the top. It squirts past the right back, and Osmond giving chase, trying to turn the corner. Loses the ball. It'll be a throw-in for Boonville.
Just can't put him away yet, can we?
Not that easy anyway.
2-2. That's how quick the game can change.
Dant with the ball right square to the goal. Fires a very weak shot. Goalkeeper looks that one all the way in. Ball's popped back. Emily Klingel with the header. Boonville surging across midfield.
Yeah, and watch out. They're not done yet. Boonville has Big Mo on their side at the moment after that score.
Ball played up the left side. Wofford on it. Knocks it out. It's going to be a throw. Boonville, they're feeling their oats, though, aren't they?
They really are.
All right, here's the throw. It's back into play. And there is a foul on Washington. It's going to be a free kick near the touchline, about 8 yards, 10 yards off the goal line. Should be looking right in the sun. Here's the kick. It floats right in the middle. It's loose. It's right on the six-yard box. And Gigi comes out and scoops it up.
Got a hatchet player down, too. I believe that's Wilkerson.
Got one in the face. I don't know. I saw...
Yep.
Time has been halted while Avery gets the attention.
We'll bring the trainer in, Misty Petros, Davies Community Hospital training team. Make sure all is okay with her. That was another dangerous situation, though, Monty. I said Boonville... They're pushing right now.
When that ball's loose around the six-yard box, it doesn't take much of a shot to get it in. You can toe bash it. You can backheel it. You can do a lot of things to get it into the goal area. The keeper's kind of helpless. But Gigi stepped out in that mess and took control, and that's what you want. And again, she's only a freshman, so that shows a lot of composure on her part to help her team out. So Avery's being, she's walking off the field now, still holding her side of her face or nose or something.
2-2, 9:46 left.
I'm not sure where we're at with the restart here. Referee's got the ball just outside the Washington box. He's signaling for time to continue, and he's just handed the ball to Gigi. So she's going to be punting the ball back out. There it comes. Back to midfield. It's a high cannon shot.
You still have Dant back here playing on the defense.
No, she's gone.
I'm sorry, not Dan. Moody. I apologize. Yeah. Moody. Back on defense. You wonder if you'll see her move back up. She's got both goals so far for Washington.
Well, that is a risk you take.
We just don't have two of her, do we, Monty?
No.
I think Coach Chapman would love to have two of her.
Now, here's a corner kick.
Now bring her up, right?
Well, I would.
Kresge going to take the corner. It's in the far corner.
It's a nice one right to the post. It's loose. It's right in front of the goalkeeper, but it's knocked to wide.
Nothing there.
And will be a hatchet throw-in down deep.
8.5 minutes left.
Yeah, what you just said is probably weighing on Cody's mind. I would think maybe in the last 5 minutes he might switch her.
Another hatchet player down. Or no, I'm sorry, that's Boonville player down. She's okay.
He's back up.
8:15 to go. We got a goal kick, or no, free kick coming for Boonville now, just outside the box. It's a conference game. If we stay tied, we will find a winner in this one. They'll go to the 2 7-minute overtime sessions and then sudden death PKs if necessary. But we're hoping the Hatchets have one more in them to end this one in regulation. Right now tied at 2 apiece.
Here's the kick. Back to midfield. Boonville trying to control it. Osman steps up. Oh, there's a ball over the top. Klingel gives chase. One-on-one battle down here. Drops the ball back to Moody. But she can't quite clear it. And then Boonville has the ball down here in the left corner. Trying to cross it. And now it's knocked out. It's going to be a corner kick for Boonville. 7:20 left in this game, at least in regulation time.
2-2. All tied up.
All right, here's the kick. Not much on that. Just went out of bounds. Barely hit the post.
Goal kick for Washington.
Goal kick for Washington. How many times have we said that one?
6:45. In regulation, 2-2. Hatchets and Boonville.
This is a game the Lady Hatchets really need. This team is capable of beating this team, and they really shouldn't be this close, but Boonville's giving them everything they want. They just got to find a break here to steal one from them.
Well, Boonville's still on the attack.
Yep. I think that was Abby Thompson giving chase, but it's going to result in a corner kick. Yeah, corner kick for Boonville. They made the last one kind of exciting. Here it is. It's coming right to the spot. Gigi's out. She drops the ball. It's loose on the ground. There's a shot. It's smothered by Washington. Here's Moody bringing it out. Can't quite clear it back to midfield. And Boonville belts it out of bounds.
Yeah, Gigi was out of play on that one. It was a wide-open goal there for a moment. Good job by the Hatchets and Moody to clear that one out.
Somebody got in front of that shot. So many bodies down there, couldn't tell. But if you keep coming at the ball, good things will happen.
I'm going to stop the clock here with 5:34 to go. And now we'll get play started back up.
Here's the throw in. And it's a Boonville throw.
Well, the help from the stands as that one bounced up into Boonville's cheering section.
Another Boonville throw. Another sub. Boonville brings on subbing off Catherine Lance. Bringing on Haley Vickers, it looks like.
4:45 left to play.
Right here in front of us, there's a knee. That will be a hatchet throw.
Osmond going to throw it in here right in front of us, midfield.
Yeah, that's the way to do it, Haley. They don't have any room to maneuver, and all you can do is play it out of bounds. Right up the left side, now she plays it in here to Maddie Dant. Maddie squares across the goal, loses the ball. Boonville has it on the counter now. Looking for a switch of field over here on the right side. They do connect. Trying to turn the corner down there. But the Hatchets do a good job of knocking it, but not good enough because here's a ball right into the box area. Gigi's out, and she makes a beautiful play. That was a senior play, and she got nicked for it. There was a collision with an oncoming forward. Nothing
play stop.
Dirty about it, but
no.
She did take one on the leg.
Gigi on the ground, but she is going to get up. Now they were motioning for some help from the sidelines, but he's calling her off now. Revolario's going to be okay. 3:44 left to go.
Now you don't need to lose your goalkeeper with 3 minutes left in the game.
No. And it was not dirty. It was just a collision. Yeah,
it's tough. It's 50-50
almost,
ball.
Almost close to kneecap to kneecap, mm-hmm. I think.
All right, Gigi will return the ball on the punt. She's up and at him now. Valerio's boot skips all the way back.
Come on, Maddie. Come on, Maddie. Breakthrough.
It's a one-on-one battle here with Jones. She fires a shot, but it's right over the top of the bar.
Just missed that top bar.
I thought I saw a handball, but I didn't see any flag coming up.
3:15 left now. Maddie had a good run there, just right over the top of it.
All right. Time's a-wasting. We're going to get one, two, maybe a third opportunity at their goal, but not many more. Boonville works the ball through the middle. Not good enough because Moody's up. Now she plays the ball over the top.
On.
It's a battle down here in front of us. It'll be a hatchet throw in. Osmond quickly on it, fires the ball up. Summers trying to dribble through traffic, can't do it.
Ooh, got a shot right on the face there for one of the Boonville players. She's tough, though. Shook it right off. She's back into play now.
Now she plays the ball right up the middle. It's a race to the ball. Klingel gets fouled for her effort.
So 2:06 to go now.
Now, last night, that would have been a card, wouldn't it?
2-2. We're all tied up. If you're just joining us, Big 8 Conference battle here. Boonville and Washington girls soccer. Back and forth. Washington gets an edge, and then Boonville has the answer. That's been the story tonight. Happened twice.
All right, ball floating back here to midfield. Boonville controls it. They've got plenty of space to work with. There's Lindsay. That's why Lindsay Moody is back there. That was a nice play on her part. And now the ball's played through. But Jones isn't going to let it get very far. She knocks it out of bounds. Hatchet throw. Emily Klingel comes up from her right back position to do the honors. Makes a nice throw in here to Kresge, who flicks the ball high to Dant. Dant, once again, trying to square the ball. Fights off Jones, trying to cut inside. Can't do it.
There's
a shove.
And
it's going to be a free kick. There's only 57 seconds left. But this ball is about 32 yards off the goal in good position.
Now they're bringing Moody in. 45 seconds. You got to move quick, girls. Let's get it in play.
Yeah, she needs to take a look at the clock. 40 seconds now.
Now Moody's going to take the free kick.
Moody's going to take the free kick. Capable of putting it in from this angle and this length. Here's the approach and the kick. It's right at the goal. but it rolls just wide right.
Doggone it. 22 seconds as regulation time begins to wind down, and Boonville may take their time on this last goal kick. Well, no, they're going to get it in play. Back to midfield. 10 seconds, and we're going to overtime.
All right, that's probably going to do it.
Big 8 Conference Girls Soccer. It's a 2-2 tie. It is a conference matchup, which means we will play overtime. 2 7-minute extra periods automatically, not sudden death. If there's no score after that, it goes to the sudden death PK. So we're going to take a timeout, regroup, and come back with our first overtime session. 2-2, Washington and Boonville all knotted up. You're listening to Lady Hatchet Soccer on WAMW.
Ace's Restaurant in the Washington Country Club offers a delicious lunch and dinner menu 6 days a week. Hi, this is Daniel Cullen from Ace's. Be sure to follow us on the Ace's Restaurant and Bar Facebook page for our daily lunch and dinner specials. Monday is senior night. Seniors can enjoy 10% off for dinner. In a hurry for lunch? Stop on by for our Express Soup and Salad Bar, one of the freshest salad bars in the area with a big variety to build your own salad. Also, come on in for dinner and try one of our age-certified Angus beef steaks or some of our fresh seafood. Ace's Restaurant in the Washington Country Club on Bedford Road.
At McAllister Machinery in Washington, we know you work hard to keep your farm producing as much as possible. After all, it's your livelihood. At McAllister Machinery, we offer quality farm equipment to do the best job it can for you. With staff available 24 hours to help if you do have a problem, not to mention quick parts replacement service. Make McAllister Machinery part of your team. McAllister Machinery, your local Caterpillar dealer, corner of Sunnyside Road and US 50 in Washington.
Hi, I'm Annalee Chapman with REMAX Real Estate Merchandisers in Washington. I started out as a secretary for Dan K. Myers back in 1970 and have enjoyed over 40 years in real estate. I purchased the business a few years ago and am proud to have some of the best realtors working with me daily at REMAX. We not only enjoy looking for a house, it's just so much fun to be able to help someone with one of the major decisions they make in their life and make sure it's the right one. The good Lord has been good to us, and we feel like our honesty and perseverance among all keeps us going strong.
Call Annalee today at REMAX Real Estate in Washington, 254-1973.
Would you worry about unpaid bills if you were to be hurt and unable to work? If you become sick or injured, how would you buy food, pay the mortgage, and meet your living expenses? Hi, I am Lacey King with Thompson Insurance in Washington. A disability income policy can help you replace a part of your income should prolonged sickness or disability destroy your earning power. Call or stop by our office today to see how simple and inexpensive the security for you and your family can be. 812-254-1987.
Well, we go to 2 7-minute overtime sessions here in this conference battle with Washington and Boonville girls soccer. We're all tied at 2 apiece. Let's recap what happened. Washington scored first on Lindsay Moody's goal unassisted in that first half. The answer came quickly from Boonville's Whitney Hydorn, who had literally the equalizer about a minute and a half later. So we ended the first half tied at 1 apiece. Second half, Hatchets play strong, get a nice header from Peyton Summers, sets up Lindsay Moody, and yes, Moody gets that second goal for Washington. Think we're in the driver's seat now as Moody goes back to play defense to try to keep the ball out of the goal for Boonville and end this one with a 2-1 score. Boonville gets the break they need, and a Kylie Hart score from the junior evens this one up at 2 apiece, Monty. That's where we're at this point in time.
Well, just when you think you have things settled, you know, up strikes a goal from nowhere. And I don't know, it's just we've got to tighten that middle of the field up and hold the ball a little bit, get some numbers up there and find the right pass through. We're just hurrying everything, and that some of that comes from inexperience because young players don't have the patience or the confidence to do that. But, you know, this is the 10th game of the season, so they need to be adjusting. If they looked at films of the really good teams playing against them, they'd see that composure, not getting rattled, moving the ball around, not just hurrying the ball forward for that. So if we just settle down, I believe we can take this pretty easy. But Boonville has given us a scrap, and it's just like Gibson Southern last night. Not totally expected, but we're in a fight, and we've got to find a way to pull this thing out.
We'll play the full 7 minutes here, 2 sessions, and again, if there is no winner after that, It goes to sudden death PKs, and we've seen that oh too many times, Monty Critchlow.
It's good training for the tournament, though.
Yes, it is. Absolutely,
and,
it is.
Neither of these teams probably figured to be in the hunt for the conference title, so it's good to get used to the format and the tension and all that going into the tournament, because it very well may have a game decided like that.
Well, Boonville will start with the ball to begin this first overtime session. They put 7 minutes on the clock. Washington again, right to left on your dial. Pioneers left to right, and here we go. All tied at two apiece in overtime. Hatchets and the Pioneers just right where we left off, kind of batting the ball back and forth at midfield.
That's exactly what's going on right now.
No real set passes, no connection for either team at this point. Just kind of trying to play keep away.
Just trying to poke the ball through on a kind of a wing and a prayer. Holds back here, and Lindsay is still in the back.
Boy, that breeze is feeling really nice. A nice fall chill in the air. 52 for your overnight low tonight. We may be there already, Monty.
Yep. Does feel good, though.
A little frost on the pumpkin the other morning, you know what I mean?
All right, it's a long ball up now. Rolling to the Boonville goal. Jones for Boonville giving chase, trying to turn it, but she knocks it out of bounds. It was Maddie Dant giving pressure. Here's the throwback, trying to find Dant. Haley Osmond giving chase, but the ball rolls here to midfield, and it's played up the left side. Boonville sails into the corner, trying to make a turn. And there's a not even hardly a shot, just kind of a weak effort to the goalkeeper.
Fatigue starting to set in, really, in both squads. We had a few substitutions on each side, but for the most part, a lot of these players have not left the field, just for limited minutes, if any.
Exactly right. You can see it. So the team that guts it out, that, you know, that really wants this game more is going to be the one to pull it out.
We've had a couple of good ones the last two nights as Washington and Gibson Southern boys ended in a one-all tie yesterday. And tonight we have a two-all tie with Washington and Boonville and the girls. The winner yet to be determined.
All right, here's the ball played to Revolario. One other thing that we noticed last night, as it got later, the dew started making footing pretty treacherous. And so when balls just like that one Gigi picked head high, that could have a tendency to squirt through her hands, too. So got to watch that one. All right, it's Boonville throw.
4:20 left to play in the first overtime session.
Washington stepping up. Abby Thompson getting a lot of playing time.
She's really had a nice game tonight for the Lady Hatchets. Made her presence known.
There's Mackenzie Walford. Trying to find Peyton Summers. Does. Now Peyton sends the ball over but to no one. And Boonville's on the attack. They can't find it either. Back and forth it goes.
Got some crowd support.
There's a flick over the top now. It's a race for the goal. Uh-oh. It's Maddie breaking through. She's going to have a shot. She fires a shot, and it's in the goal.
Yes, there it is. Maddie Dant with the score.
That ball was played from the back. I couldn't remember who played it. I think maybe Abby Thompson, but the ball took a high bounce. Jones, it played it off her chest and slipped over the top, and Maddie was all over that thing. 1-2 touches, and she got through. And made a nice finish to the left side of the goal.
3-2, Washington now with the edge. 3:27 left in the first overtime session. We still have 7 more minutes in the second overtime session to go. It is not a sudden death situation, but a little breathing room for the Hatchets now if they can maintain.
Familiar spot, though, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
All right, both sides trying to play this ball through the middle. Ball bounces now to the Hatchet goal area.
Dant did move back now in her defender role with Lindsay Moody, so the two senior leaders are back there to try to keep the ball away from the Hatchet goal.
Ball's out here on the left wing now. Boonville scrambling, fires a shot. The ball's rolling right here. And
not able to save it.
Not able to save it. Goal kick for the Hatchets coming out.
This is what happens every time, though. Boonville gives up that score, and then they immediately attack. And there again, they had a nice crossover. Just not able to punch it through that time. 2.5 left to play first overtime session. Gigi sets her soccer ball, takes her time to get it out of goal. Revelario with a big boot, goes far side with it.
Haley Osmond trying to find the handle on that, putting all kinds of defensive pressure. Now she wins it and gets tripped for it, so yep. She earns the foul. Don't be so quick over there, Lindsay, or Haley. Take your time. Now they're calling for Dant to take the kick.
2 minutes left in the first overtime period. Dant with the boot.
It's a rifle shot. Skips all the way inside the goal area. Here's Hadley with the shot. And it's in the goal! Faith with a nice... Oh, it's a real offside.
Oh. Tough break there for the Hatchets as Faith did put it through. Dant placed the ball nicely.
She did.
Right where it needed to be, but the goal is ruled no good due to offsides by the Hatchets, so it's still 3-2.
Well, that was a turn of events.
You could say that, yes. The ball into the stands. Souvenir for somebody.
Minute 12 left in this first overtime period. There'll be another one, of course. Ball's being parried right now at midfield. Not much ownership. Haley Osmond trying to... now there's the ball played into the hatch. Goal, Larry. Gigi's way out of her line. Collision out there. And she's out of the box, knocked down flat. And there's a foul. And she's still down right now.
Stopping the clock.
It stopped.
40 seconds left. 3-2. 3-2. Gigi's okay.
Well, she's up. I'm not sure she's okay.
She did take a big hit. She took a big hit there.
But it was a 50-50 ball, and she came blowing out of the goal mouth.
I think the momentum took the Boonville player right into her. She's going to be okay, walking it off. Coach Chapman was pleading his case. He really wanted to see a card there, but no card issued.
All right, there's a return kick. Well, actually, he didn't signal for it to start yet, so he's going to have to bring it back.
We'll try it again.
All right, it's going to be a free kick when we get this thing going. The referee is finally signaled for the clock to start. There's a kick back to midfield. And Boonville trying to organize something in these last few seconds. Here's a shot, but it's wide left. Not much danger on that one.
Final seconds ticking away in this first overtime session. 3-2. Washington gets the go-ahead on Maddie Dance's score. Well, they'll have 7 more minutes to keep the ball out of their own goal and walk away with this conference win here tonight. There's the final horn in this first overtime period.
So they'll switch ends immediately. No timeout. No, this time it takes to switch goals, and they'll go right back at it. And again, it's full 7 minutes. There's no golden goal or anything like that.
3-2. Exciting finish here tonight. Girls Big 8 soccer, Washington and Boonville. Need a soccer ball. Now we're all set.
It'll be a Washington start.
The Hatchets in the second overtime session are going to be working left to right now from our vantage point here at Press Row. With a 3-2 advantage, here we go. Second overtime session just underway.
And as you pointed out, the back line consists now of Maddie Dant, Lindsay Moody, and Emily Klingel. The ball's back to midfield.
They're going to do their best to not let anything behind them. It's going to be tough to get through that wall.
There's a whack.
Play getting a lot more physical here in this final overtime session.
A swing and a miss. All right, free kick for Boonville. 38 out. Here's a long ball right into the goal area, but it's going wide left. Not much danger on that one. Already had a minute meld away on this OT. Lady Hatchets do have a 3-2 lead, though. Maddie Dent broke through right at the end of the first overtime period and put the Lady Hatchets up. Cavallario with the boot, trying to find Haley Osmond, does. Haley loses the ball, but there's Emily Klingel. The ball rebounds off her. And we have something called here. I think it was a handball. Oh, he's called a goal kick.
Boonville Pioneers go to the bench for a quick sub. 5:20 left to go in the contest. Two goals for Lindsay Moody, one for Maddie Dant. That's the difference right now. 3-2 advantage for Washington in overtime.
Here's the boot. I think Gigi's getting tired because that ball didn't even clear midfield, and I know she's capable of doing that.
She's been busy back there, that's for sure.
Ball knocked out. Another throw in, Boonville, far side. Here's the ball, comes over to the middle. Haley Osmond giving chase. Ball up here to Summers. Plays the ball wide, but can't connect with anybody. It's going to be another Boonville throw in. Well, now they've ruled somebody did get a touch on it, so it's going to be a hatchet throw.
4:25 left to go.
And there's a long ball over the top, bouncing to the Washington goal. Klingel makes a play, but doesn't get all of it. Now the ball's knocked back to midfield. The ball comes into the left top of the box. Plays the ball to Haley. Haley touches it wide, and now clears it out of bounds. We're under four now in this final overtime period, and the clock has been stopped. I think because the ball was knocked way out of the stand and there is no extra ball here on the sidelines, no ball girls.
.356 remaining. Clock stopped. So we chase down the soccer ball.
There is a ball in the back of the net over there. All right, signal play to start. Your clock to start anyway. Boonville with the throw into the hatchet box. Now it rolls across the top of the box. Washington tries to clear out. Boonville chips it right back to the right side. Wofford giving chase, knocks it out, but does win the throw-in. Throw-ins are becoming increasingly important because you can kill a lot of time on them. It's kind of what we need right now to hold on to this lead. Now, right, another throw in for the Hatchets.
Getting close to the 3-minute mark in the second overtime period.
All right, there's the throw. It's a nice strong throw up that left side. But it goes off the Boonville player, and we'll do it all over again. 20 yards up the line this time.
3-2, Washington hanging on. A one-goal advantage.
Sadly, Faith trying to work the ball through. Plays the ball wide left. Looking. Hadley still battling down there. Ball played over the top. Hart giving chase. Ball rolls off, though. Well, if we can just hang on for two more minutes, Dwayne, and 30 seconds, we'll get out of here with a conference win. And I think the first time this season where the girls have had a winning record. So that's important for not only momentum going into the tournament, but also confidence.
Yes.
Got a Big 8 opponent in Jasper next week also. All right, there's a long ball up the left side. It's going to be a shot. He fires right across the goal mouth, and an oncoming player just couldn't catch up to it.
Man, oh, man, that was
goal
dangerous.
Was wide
I mean,
open.
That, we're talking that much. I mean, just inches.
Inches.
Whew. You can't let that get away from you like that, Monty. Boonville is not done.
What a disappointment that'd be to cough one up now.
Corner kick for the Pioneers.
Time's a-wasting, though.
A minute and a half to go.
It's maybe their best bet and last bet. Here's a kick. It's right into the spot. It's loose right in front, and finally cleared by the Lady Hats. It's not real deep, but back.
The fans starting to get into this one a lot more now.
Ball played over to Haley Osmond, but Haley can't control it. And it's rolled out for a Boonville throw. Now we're approaching the one-minute mark. The ball again is cleared out by Washington. Another throw, and time is stopped.
I don't have ball.
Ball girls.
Girls on the sideline, so we've had to stop the clock several times here in the second overtime session.
All right, here's the throw. Time starts again. Need to get this thing cleared. There we go, Haley. Puts it back to midfield. Hatchets have everybody pulled back. 48 seconds left. There's a nice ball by Kresge. Nice control. Now she bangs the ball over the top long and tell you 6 seconds to get back.
30 seconds remaining.
Hatchett's giving chase. Now it's knocked back to midfield. Haley Osmond controlling, running right at Boonville. Trying to put the icing on this one. Here's a shot by Kresge. It's a one hopper to the goal. 12 seconds left. Maybe the last Hatchett thrust, and we got one more to hold on to here in the last seconds. 3, 2, 1. Get it over.
Man.
There it is.
I don't know. You lost me for a minute, Monty. I was just trying to hold my breath.
Well, that was a game of momentum shifts, wasn't it?
3-2, your final in overtime. The Hatchets get the conference win to improve to 5-4-1 on the season. What a finish here tonight. Congratulations to Coach Chapman and the Lady Hatchets on getting the victory here at home. Coming up, the cancer Coaches versus Cancer ceremonies. They will play a JV game after this varsity contest. So stick around. We'll have a timeout. We'll come back with our post-game report and recap this exciting one tonight here at the Sports Complex after this on WAMW.
Business owners, do you feel like you're spending more time on bookwork and less time tending to other important business matters? I'm Elisha Sterling, a CPA with Sterling & Company in Washington. Our full-service professional accounting and consulting firm can help save you time and money by relieving many of the complexities of today's business operations. We assist business owners with payroll, accounts payable, bookkeeping, consulting, and tax compliance issues. Please call us for a no-obligation appointment. Sterling & Company in downtown Washington, 812-254-1138.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelley Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
Brighten up your day with Chuckles. Get more of what you're looking for. From food to fuel, Chuckles has you covered. Fast, clean, and easy. Your Chuckles store may look new, but we've been helping folks get on their way for over 40 years. We work hard every day to put a smile on your face with 100% guaranteed fuel and clean stores. Visit your neighborhood Chuckles today.
You're gonna like our style.
Like our style.
Chuckles convenience stores.
It's time once again for Jeep Adventure Days at the Washington Chrysler Center. Create your next adventure behind the wheel of a new 2019 Jeep Cherokee. The new redesigned Jeep Cherokee now comes with up to $4,000 in rebates and starts as low as $22,708. Or choose the 2018 Jeep Grand Cherokee, now with $5,000 in rebates, starting as low as $35,647. Jeep Adventure Days continue for a limited time only. Adventure seekers, this Jeep's for you. At the Washington Chrysler Center, downtown Washington.
Back here at the Sports Complex, the Washington Hatchets hold on and get the victory tonight. Big 8 Conference win, 3-2 in overtime. Lady Hatchets improved to 5-4-1 on the season. Our postgame report brought to you by Kyle Cornelius, your Indiana Farm Bureau agent, and by Sterling & Company Professional Corporation in downtown Washington. Well, Monty, recap this one. It was a fight to the finish, and again, give a lot of credit to the Boonville Pioneers tonight. They came to play. After bus trouble, didn't get a lot of time to really warm up, didn't stop them. But the Lady Hatchets did what they had to do to seal the victory and walk away with a conference win, which, as you mentioned throughout the night, much needed. They needed this victory here this evening.
It was a game of momentum shifts, and it seemed like the shift always went to the team that got scored on because Washington had a lead, and they gave it up. Another lead, they gave it up. Another lead, and they held on. And it was a fight to the finish. It was not over until it was over. And so it was a very exciting game from that point of view. A little disappointed we couldn't put any more passes together at midfield and use that speed up front. We just kind of relied on, just like that last goal, maybe a misplay or a fortunate bounce. And Maddie was all over it. She jumped all over it. So, you know, the Lady Hatchets, that's sometimes you have to have those ugly plays to survive, and we took advantage of it.
Coach Cody Cummings, Coach Cody Chapman joins us for some post-game comments. And, Coach, I know it wasn't necessarily textbook by any means. It wasn't we don't get style points. In the end, your team had three, they had two. It's a conference victory.
Yeah, by no means did we play our best game of the season. We, in many ways, I was talking with Coach Stahl over there, and we did about four steps forward over the course of these last games, and we took about three back tonight. But in the end, I told the girls, we won the game. They did not. We are not going to sulk too much in victory. We can improve some things, but we're just going to move forward and take it at what it is. It's a conference victory versus a decent opponent, and we'll learn from it.
Monty mentioned several times this game was so pivotal for you, too. You really needed this victory as you look to the rest of your schedule and the tournament just around the corner.
Yeah, this was that in-between game because I told the girls this is one of the first games in which we have a run here where we can win five or six in a row, legitimately against teams we can win. And we had to start it. We had to start it tonight. We had to start it off, and we had to get out on the front foot. In the end, we won, and that's what was important. And the girls showed some fight. In the overtime, I was proud that we actually started to show some urgency, which lacked the first 40 and the first 20 of the second half, really, in my opinion. And then we started to pick it up a little bit. So always happy with a win. Maybe not happy with the performance, but happy with the win.
Talk to me a little bit about your decision to pull Moody back to back after she scored that second goal. What was your thinking there? I know you were trying to protect your goal. It's a gamble, isn't it?
Yeah.
You need two of her.
Yeah. I really do in many ways. And we're always playing that game of, you know, can we think we can chance her and move her up forward and be fine at the back, or do we need to solidify the back? And I remember back to my very first year, and you guys called this game against Vincent Gervais in the sectional final. We were up 2-0, and I had our foreign exchange student Matilda on the line to come in and sub it right back. While she was on the line, they scored two goals, and I always regretted not making that substitution quicker to be more defensive and secure the victory. So ever since that moment, I think I've just been more inclined to be more defensive in that moment. So the moment we got that second goal, I thought, we'll drop her back and we'll secure. And then we made some boneheaded plays. We don't win the ball in the middle. She gets caught too far high, which she has a tendency to do because she just wants to go, go, go. And sometimes you got to sit and just wait for the play to come to you, especially at center back. So it's a learning experience. in the end, we got the victory, and she did get two goals.
There you go. Again, 3-2 final, Boonville. Washington gets the win over Boonville, 5-4-1 on the season. Coach, congratulations. You've got your Coaches versus Cancer night to get to. We appreciate your time.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much.
We'll come back and wrap it up after this here on WAMW.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is, at the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666.
In the Wabash Valley, weather is everything. Whether it's just planning your day or helping you keep your family safe, we're preparing you with the most accurate and reliable local weather forecast. We watch it by the minute. We track it by the second. And when it's at its worst, we're at our best. Kevin Orpert, Eric Stidman, Matt Brooks, and Chris Piper. Storm Team 10, leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. Storm Team 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
This is Steve Freddy with Freddy Energy in Washington. While you're out cruising this week or in town for the Car Fest, we invite you to stop by and fill up with our premium gasoline. You and I both know it will make your classic vehicle run better. You put a lot of time, energy, and money in your classic car. Don't take chances by burning low-octane fuel. Stop by our West Walnut Street location or let our guys fill it up for you at our Southside location right on Highway 57 South. See you at the Car Fest.
I'm John Newton from the Donaldson Agency in Washington. You do your best to protect your loved ones, and while you keep a fresh battery in your smoke detector and have a reliable home security system, there is a whole different type of protection you may be missing. A life insurance policy from the Auto Owners Insurance Company is a way to safeguard your loved ones and in the future. See us today at the Donaldson Agency in Washington for a secure policy to protect their tomorrows. Call 812-254-4668.
Back for a final time here at the Sports Complex as we wrap this one up. Monty, final thing left to do is to hand out the post-game awards. Freddie Energy, high-energy player of the game, is first tonight.
Maddie Dant was never showed any signs of fatigue, and she was all over that field.
Played the entire
back
game.
Back to forward to midfield and hustled every play I ever saw. So she is a high-energy player.
Hands down, Maddie Dant, Freddie Energy, high-energy player of the game. The Bill Dobson, four tough player of the game. We're going to go to the backfield for this one.
Well, another senior, Mackenzie Wofford, played her heart out. And, you know, Mackenzie is not the most gifted athlete, but she's all heart. And she played with her heart out there tonight. She did not want to lose tonight, and it showed. She had a great effort and played tough all the way.
Congratulations, Mackenzie Wofford, the Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game. Finally, overall MVP presented by Annalou Chapman, your REMAX real estate broker, and Heller's Lawn Pro at Heller's Unlimited. And that. Easy tonight.
No surprise. Lindsay Moody, whether she was playing as a forward or as a back or everything in between, she showed what an excellent athlete she is. Her two goals were absolutely necessary for the Hatchets to survive in this game. They were beautiful goals at that. And at her left back and center back position, she was all over the field. So definitely the MVP on tonight's game.
3-2, our final. Washington gets the Big 8 Conference win in girls' soccer tonight. For Monty Critchlow and Ray Lyle back at home base, this is Dwayne Shake saying good night. So long from the Sports Complex.
This concludes our broadcast of Washington Hatchet Sports on Memories, 107.9 WAMW-FM Washington and worldwide from WAMWAMFM.com. This broadcast sponsored by
Boyd & Sons Machinery in Washington, a proud supporter of Hatchet Sports. John Gear, your shelter insurance agent in Washington. The Prescription Shop on State Street in Washington. Your neighborhood Chuckles convenience stores. Thompson Insurance, treating you the way you want to be treated.
the Washington Chrysler Center, your five-star dealer, and our home center, more than just a hardware store. Bill Dobson Ford, a Dobson deal is a better deal. WTHI-TV, depend on News 10 WTHI. Your Edward Jones Financial Advisors, Sarah Browning, Doug Bubalo, and Scott Cordova. The Donaldson Insurance Agency, with them you're number one. Freddie Energy, fueling your everyday life. Myers LP Gas, Highway 57 north of Washington. Ace's Restaurant, inside the Washington Country Club on Bedford Road. McAllister Machinery, your Caterpillar dealer in Washington. The Kingpin Bowling Center and Kingpin Restaurant on State Street in Washington. The Gill Funeral Home, serving the community since 1872. Pepsi Beverages Company, the official soft drink of the Washington Hatchets. The Hayes and Dant Law Office in Washington. The Crane Federal Credit Union, banking on a Hatchet victory. The Ed Lee Mortuary, caring for you when you need the care the most. Kyle Cornelius, your Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent in Washington. Sterling & Company Professional Corporation on Main Street in Washington. Andalou Chapman, your RE/MAX real estate broker in Washington. Boyd Grain, Taylor's 2 Steakhouse in Oakland City. Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home. And Heller's Lawn Pro and Heller's Unlimited in Washington. Visit WAMWAMFM.com and download or listen to a digital copy of this game.